Hey, this is Zep, and on behalf of the guys, Stru, Boomer, and Lukey, we want to thank you for downloading and listening to our podcast of The Ticket Outdoors, brought to you by Mills Fleet Farm. And remember, when nothing's going right, just go fishing.
Safety on the road starts at Mills Fleet Farm. Right now, get a $50 gift card when you buy a set of Roadrunner, Cooper, Uniroyal, Mastercraft, or Starfire tires. Plus, get up to an additional $70 Visa card rebate on select Cooper tires. Need a snack? Dry roasted peanuts are on sale. 2 16-ounce jars, just $3. Power through piles of laundry with Tide Simply Clean or Era 2x Power. Your choice, only $7.88 at Mills Fleet Farm.
We love it!
It's time for Ticket Outdoors on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Sam, our engineer. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Northwest Sports Show. Boomer here, producer Mark, the wild card, Steve Straczynski.
I'm back in town,
oh,
my friend.
Man, the open water fever, resorts, boats. Kent Thorsten from Alumacraft walking in front of us. Man, Stru, what do you think?
I think Kent is a jerk. Well,
Did you realize his sponsorship of the show pays our checks?
I didn't
to be
say anything about
show?
The Alumacraft. The Alumacraft is the greatest boat in the world here, but Kent kind of Kent got me in trouble with my buddy Zep back at the studio a couple of seconds ago. But we're all fine. We're all fine with that. Well, we made up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, for those tuning in and listening to the wild card to help lose one of our sponsors and get us kicked off the air, we are live here at the Northwest Sports Show at the Minneapolis Convention Center. It is Wednesday, March 25th. The doors opened here around 1 o'clock. This party's going to last till 9 o'clock tonight.
Yep. Yeah, we're here at 7 to 9 ourselves, and the show is the Northwest Sports Show itself is on till 9 o'clock, so still trying to stop down and check things out as there's lots of stuff happening around
here. And
if
you want to get out here on Thursday, the doors open at 1 o'clock, and it's going to close at 9 p.m., and then Friday, things start at 11 a.m., so a little earlier than Wednesday and Thursday, and it's going to go till 9 p.m., and Saturday it starts at 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and then Sunday to 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. What a great venue, man.
Well,
if you had cabin fever in Minnesota, sick of the snow we've had the last couple days, want to go look for a new boat like an Alumacraft, see what's going on for resorts and lodges, see what's going on at the Shimano booth, get on down to the Northwest Sports Center. Right, Stru?
Boomer always mentions fishing and booths where have all the attractive women. That's your goal right there, pal, but I know what you're talking about.
Well,
hey, I'll tell you what, this is me personally. This is probably my favorite of all the shows that we do, except what now? What?
There you go.
Well, thank you very much. Like, my wife dresses me, and Mark takes care of my microphone. Thank you, Mr. Lukey, our producer. Mark Lukey is our producer. He's with us as well. But anyway, what's cool about
can
this show is can you see me? What's cool about this show is that, like you mentioned already, is we've gone through 6 months of snow and cold and all that, and you get so excited about open water, the spring, sunshine, playing around a golf for me, hopping on a boat, hopping on the Alumacraft, and going up to Bowstring. I just can't wait for this stuff.
You know, listeners that follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/theticketoutdoors, you can see our adventures from going to Devil's Lake to going to Gogebic up in the UP of Michigan to northern Minnesota, where Stru and I took the T-Pro 195 out and had an absolute blast.
Yep.
Catching some walleyes.
Yep.
You know, there's something special about early walleye season in Minnesota where you're pitching a jig and a minnow. Those walleyes are usually pretty shallow post-spawn, and it is a great bite. They're still fairly aggressive, you know, the male walleyes are, and you can just have an absolute blast. And you can feel that excitement here at the Northwest Sports Show, here at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Folks are excited. I mean, producer Mark, aren't you feeling that excitement, buddy?
Yeah, you can just see it when you walk around, and the cool thing, I think, is
nice carpet out there, too.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a while, and it's just amazing to me how many people that we know now in the industry, and it's really cool to walk around and just say hi to our friends and people that have been on and everything, and it's a blessing.
Yeah,
and
I want
a beautiful carpet in there.
Yes, and I want to thank our sponsors while we get into the show here, because we got a ton of guests to get to. I mean, for a two-hour venue, we've got some great guests to talk about fishing and the Northwest Sports Center. But thank you to Big Dan, Southside Marine,
you bet.
Fleet Farm, Alumacraft, our newest, or one of our newer sponsors, Lakes Trading Company and Custom Truck Accessories, for having us here.
We are very, very blessed to have these people support us, but what goes around comes around because we support them as well.
Yes.
And without them, we're nothing, but without all the people to buy their products, kind of a ditto thing, and we're glad to support them as well. We really, really do appreciate you guys backing us up right there.
And look, at there's Chris Keeler from Keeler's Gunsmithing doing a little goose calling. You got a little, or is that a turkey call?
That's a turkey call.
Oh, man, I'm going to get in spring strut. Stru, why don't you tell our audience out there a little bit about the guests that are coming on?
Holy buckets. This is, you got me off cold here. Okay, we're on 7. Who's intro? 7 to 7.15.
That's
who's
you. That? That's me. You and I talking.
That's me. All right, 7.15, we got Darren Enval. Darren is the show presenter here at the Northwest Sports Show. Then we got John Thielen from Aluma Craft and Lindy Fishing Tackle. John's been on a couple of times. Great guy, a lot of fun. We'll laugh with John and learn a lot as well. Tanner Cherney. Tanny is from Devil's Lake Tourism. We've had we had an opportunity to go fish at Devil's Lake about a month and a half ago, and, and we had Tanner on learning all about Devil's Lake Tourism. Tell us what you thought about that trip.
You know what? I am very biased when it comes to walleye fishing in Devil's Lake because that is one of the most amazing fisheries I think that we have out there. The forage base for walleyes and jumbo perch is amazing. And, of course, true to record, every fishing trip that I decide to
cold
take
front.
You and Mark with, we decide to battle a cold front. And they had some major cold fronts, one after the other, out there in Devil's Lake. Now, we caught some fish.
Yes.
But we didn't catch the fish that we typically get out there. But for any other lake standard, let's be honest, it was a pretty amazing to catch that amount of fish in the cold front that we had. After Tanner Cherney, we're going to have a Aluma Craft Pro A team. Mike Larson's going to jump on here from 8 to 8:15.
Mm-hmm.
Mike also has a jig company called Larson's Quality Jigs. And then from 8:15 to 8:45, we're going to have some exhibitor guests, which is going to be great. We're going to talk to a lady that makes her own bucktail musky lures.
I hope so. Is she going to be on? We're going to give that a shot.
Oh,
And before we have her on, I forget her name, but we spoke to her. This is going to be very interesting. But we're going to have Bob Nasby on, and Bob is a fly fishing guru. We're going to learn more about that, and that's one of Zip's bucket list things, and hopefully he learns something about fly fishing, and we're going to go out and do that someday. And Bob Nasby is going to go on and talk to us about that as well.
You know, I'm excited about that. When I went to school down in Missouri and then spent a few years living down there in Arkansas, we did a lot of fly fishing there on the White, on the Norfolk, on the Red River, and it was a blast. And I think that's a great sport that's going to catch some speed up here, like kayak fishing. And then from 8:45 to 9 o'clock, they get to listen to you and I BS for a little bit.
We can do that. We'll have Zip involved in that part of it as well. But tell you what, here comes a guy that wants to be on the show. Mr. Ron Scher is walking by again. He's teasing us. You can't wait to get on the Ticket Outdoors.
Well, I tell you what, that is a great segue for the folks that are going to come down here to the Northwest Sports Show at the Minneapolis Convention Center. You can run into folks like Ron Scher and listen to what he has to say about what's going on in the seminars. And I'm actually going to get Ron live here and say, Ron, what's going on at the show here?
Well, Raven's not here. That's the
big thing. And I'll tell you what, Ron, hang on a second. My name is Steve Strusinski. Thanks for being on the Ticket Outdoors for a couple of seconds. But does it bother you that when you come walking by, most people, they're looking behind you, hoping your daughter's with you? They're not looking for Ron Scher.
Well, I'm in third place now. It's Raven, Laura, then me.
Yeah.
But I went to counseling. I'm over it now. But, you know, some people, they know me here, and people say, does it bother you or whatever? I go, you know what? If you're on television and nobody knows who you are, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah,
right. So it comes with the territory.
Oh, good for you.
So, hey, Ron, Boomer here for our audience that's just jumping in. I've had the great pleasure to learn a lot just from watching someone like Ron at all the stuff that he's done as a pioneer for the Minnesota outdoors men and women, from the work he does for the Legacy Foundation, from a media perspective. Ron, can you tell our listeners a little bit about the seminars that you were doing here today and what folks can kind of get a feel for as far as when they come here to the Northwest Sports Center?
Well, Maya, they've got a whole load of seminars all for the rest of the show. Today, I did two. One was on turkey hunting, which is my passion.
Yes.
But just finished another one on introducing a kid to the great outdoors. A few tips. I had Mike Curry and some other folks helping me there talk about programs they have for kids. But there are right now there's a seminar on Great Lakes fishing. There's other ones on crappies. There's more turkey hunting seminars. They have a whole load of seminars here. This is, you know, highlight of the one of the highlights of the year for me. Just because you're hanging around with folks that enjoy the outdoors, talk fishing, talk hunting,
right.
Resorts. It's like walking down a hallway or a catalog of dreams
trips.
Yeah. You know, boy, I sure like to go fish there. I'd like to do this. So it's just a great time. And this is, you know, you talk to some of the exhibitors here. This Minneapolis show, the Northwest Sports Show, is one of the best in the country. It's clean. People, you know.
There's a lot of room.
A lot of room and a lot of people here. And nobody enjoys the outdoors more than Minnesotans, I would say.
Yeah. Right. Well, I tell you what, Ron, thank you for jumping on with our show here at Ticket Outdoors on Ticket Sports Radio.
Can I ask him one question?
Well, you know, this always happens, Ron. I got to ask you how you've dealt with this in your meeting. We always try to wrap it up and get in the break, and we always
we
get the last question with Stu. So fire away while we got Ron
you,
on
Ron,
there.
You talked about your passion being turkey hunting, and after so many years of being in the outdoors, does it ever get old? And if not, are you already preparing? What are you doing right now to get ready for turkey hunting?
Playing with my... practicing my turkey calls.
You are. You still practice.
Oh, yeah, but it's kind of like riding a bike. I don't have to practice all of them, but I just got some new diaphragm calls. You know, I don't want to, not complaining, but they don't make them like they used to. And so I was bending one to try to conform to the roof of my mouth, and it broke.
Okay.
I go, what the heck is that? So anyway, no, people say, what's your favorite fish? I say, the one that's on the end of my line.
Right, yeah.
At the time. Yeah. I hadn't gotten tired and never will, I can tell you that.
You know, I had a chance to talk to one of your old cohorts from years ago, and as a matter of fact, it was yesterday, and it was Babe Winkleman called me for something different than what we're talking about here. Do you ever sit down and think, boy, what a blessed life I've had, all the things you've done? I mean, you just have to absorb it all and say, man, it's been one hell of a ride.
Every day I do. I've had a charmed life. Some of it is my own doing. A lot of it's luck. A lot of it's people that help you along the way.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Babe Winkleman. I remember the day Babe Winkleman and I sat in a boat, and he asked me how he could get into the fishing business.
Is that right? Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, man. That's
funny. That's funny. Great story.
I tell you what's pretty cool about when Ron Shera talks about, hey, I'm getting ready to go turkey hunting. The humbleness of what he's saying there is, Ron's going out to chase probably some pretty beautiful Merriams out in South Dakota country, aren't you, Ron?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell our listeners about where you're going and what you're doing?
Well, I have a turkey camp out there, which I don't shout much about, but for 40-some years, we've housed, guided, fed folks to come out and chase the Merriam wild turkey in the beautiful Black Hills. And so I think I've started going out. Well, I worked at the South Dakota Game and Fish Department. Shot my first turkey in the spring of 1967. I'm aging myself.
Damn.
I've never missed a spring since. that's what you call an addiction.
Well, I tell you, for our listeners out there, the reason the Merriam is such a prized bird is there's basically one species of turkeys we're going to see up here, which is the eastern bird, which has a pretty brown feather. And then the real bird, which is in the southeast part of the United States, it's going to have more of a cream feather, that southwest portion. But the Merriam bird, where you find out towards the Rockies or the mountains or the Dakotas or the Black Hills area, is that turkey that when you look at the back end of the fan, it has that beautiful white feather and it has a gorgeous contrast. And I've seen some of the pictures of those birds that you have out there, Ron. And man, it is a great farm, and it looks like you guys have a lot of successful hunts out there.
Well, we do. The Merriam is more talkative than the eastern bird. Doesn't mean it always comes in anymore, but it's just more talkative, so at least it builds your anticipation up.
Right, right.
The eastern bird drives me crazy once in a while because they're there and you're calling with your seductive chirps, but they don't respond. Usually the Merriams will respond. It doesn't mean they're coming in.
Right. You know, one of the things, Ron, we talk a lot about on the show, and we've got a couple minutes, but I'd like to get Ron's perspective on this, is turkey hunting in Minnesota is really growing. It's on fire. You know, we have an eight week season, and it used to be that the lottery used to run into the first 5 weeks, and now the lottery is only the first 3 weeks because our population is so healthy. Ron, why do you think, one, the sport's growing so great here in Minnesota, and two, why do you think the turkeys are populating so successfully here in the state?
Well, they're very addictive. Turkey hunting is very addictive, and once you do it, you take somebody else and they got to go the next time. So that's one reason it's become popular. Another is there's turkeys over more of Minnesota than ever been before. And all of us have been surprised as to how far north now they're existing, even with deep snows like we had last winter. But part of that is agriculture is also moving north. Mm-hmm. And so cornfields and whatever. And turkeys, well, they use deer. Deer will go through the woods to the cornfield or a food source. Turkeys in the snow, they will get on those deer trails, which pack, you know, they don't, so the turkey can actually walk.
Right.
And that trail leads right to the corn. So that's been an advantage to turkeys in Minnesota, because historically I think they were here, but only in the extreme southeast part of the state, south of Rochester in there. And they were in Iowa, I know, because my great-great-grandmother wrote a diary from northeast Iowa and talked about the men going out and hunting deer and turkey. So I know they were there.
Wow.
Just not very far from the Minnesota border. But then you get a severe winter, and it would knock them back, and then they'd move back up. Well, now, severe winters, let me tell you, I have a cabin up by Longville, Minnesota. It's near Walker.
Yep. This, Highway 5 by Swanson's Bait Shop, right over there.
Yeah, this past summer, I saw a hen turkey with a brood, and she survived last winter. And that snow was up to your yin-yang.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was just, I go, how did she survive that? But she did,
wow.
And that's part of the key. They're not a dumb bird. Everybody thinks, oh, turkeys. Well, a domestic turkey is, it'll look up and drown if it's raining, you know. But wild turkeys will not.
Wow.
And so anyway, that's a long answer to your question.
Well, I tell you what, Ron, I really appreciate for our listeners who are tuning in here. We got Boomer, producer Mark, Strew. We're here at the Northwest Sports Show. The party goes till 9 o'clock tonight. You never know who you're going to see here walking around at the Minneapolis Convention Center. We are really blessed to have an iconic figure like Ron Chera join us. Next up after break, folks, tune in. We'll have Darren Envo with Ticket Sports Radio, Ticket Outdoors.
The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, only on 105 The Ticket.
Joey Logano just screams out into the lead. McMurray's got the ticket. Matt Kenseth and Kevin Harvick side by side for third.
This Sunday, the STP 500 is at the shortest track in the Sprint Cup Series, Martinsville Speedway. Tune in Sunday at 11 a.m.
That's the battle for the lead in turn one.
This is Brad Keselowski.
This is Dylan Hart Jr.
This is Jeff Gordon.
This is Jimmy Johnson.
This is Kevin Harvick.
Your home for NASCAR in the Twin Cities is Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
You're ready, aren't you? Mills Fleet Farm knows you're ready to get cooking outdoors. It all starts with the Back 40 barbecue sauces and french fry seasonings. Select sizes just $2.99 each. Cook out back on the 26,500 BTU Aussie Grill. It's just $788.88. And smoke them if you got them. Steaks, ribs, chicken, and more. The master-built 30-inch digital smoker is just $249.99 at Mills Fleet Farm.
If you love the outdoors, then you probably have a truck that you love too. Custom Truck Accessories can help protect your truck from the rigors of outdoor activities. They have custom seat covers and floor mats to protect against the mud and dirt from the field. Toppers and tonneau covers to protect your gear. If you're a truck guy, you'll appreciate the knowledge and experience of the Custom Truck Accessories crew. Visit CustomTruckAccess.com or stop by their store to see what a difference being family owned can make for you.
Smokes! That's the fourth straight kill shot.
I've been getting in some practice.
Is that a new rifle, too?
Yep. Traded for it.
Make that five.
Lakes Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade, and receive expert firearms training. Permit to carry classes are also available at the indoor range. LakesTradingCo.com.
This is a message to all parents. Your kids are leaving. Maybe not today, maybe not next year, but it will happen. They will grow up, get lives, and go. So what can you do right now to enjoy this painfully one-sided relationship? Trap them. That's right, on a boat from Dan's Southside Marine. See, your little self-focused darlings will take one look at that Alumacraft boat, Premier Pontoon, or Stingray Powerboat from Dan's and see cool, fun, and complete and utter awesomeness. You will see quality, experience, and incredible customer service. But best of all, you'll see your kids and make lasting memories before they ditch you and then chuck their education to follow their muse, which will not afford them a boat from Dan's. But you can console them on yours. This just keeps working.
Dan, Southside Marina's combined manufacturers rebates with clearance pricing on all remaining 2014 Alumacraft, Premier, and Stingray boats to save you the most money possible. Go to DanSouthsideMarine.com.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
In honor of Zepp, we're going to let the music roll, Stroop.
All right, how long should we let the music roll? That's Joe Giuliano, my buddy Joe Giuliano. We're pulling for him. He had a little throat cancer, but he's going to make a comeback. And thanks for giving us the music, Joe Giuliano. Hey, we're at the Northwest Sports Show. You listen to the Ticket Outdoors 105. Thank you very, very much for tuning in. And to right now, we're going to talk to Darren Enville, right, Darren?
Yes.
Am I correct? Darren's the big shot who's in charge of this whole show.
He's the big kahuna.
Yeah, this is our second or third time doing this. And every time I come here, I was telling, honest to God, I'm not blowing smoke, but I was telling the guys before he showed up that this is, or for you, right? Okay, make sure you get close to the mic anyway.
Make sure say the right show when you say comment.
But this is, I personally believe this is my favorite show just because of anticipation of spring, of sunshine, of open water, of boats, of fishing. I just can't, I get so excited about this time of the year. And that's why you guys kick butt. This is one hell of a thing you have going on here.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
And it is the time of year to get ready for everything that's coming. It's like we were talking about the open water for pan fishing, and then we got the turkey hunting, and then right into the walleye opener. Bring it on.
I tell you what, Darren, you know, just to expand on what Stru said about that, I really love coming to the Northwest Sports Show because in Minnesota we have this great sport of ice fishing, and you guys know I love to ice fish, and I was just up on Leech, and then I was just up on Osakis with the Ice Team University and stuff like that. But after that event was complete and the weather was flirting with 70 degrees there a couple days, I'm sure a lot of Minnesotans felt this way, and I've talked to a few that have been this way. It's time to talk about open water and spring and summer in Minnesota. Get rid of the cabin fever. The bears are going to come out of hibernation. And the Northwest Sports Show, which is at the Minneapolis Convention Center, is like the sign for the outdoors men and women this
day.
It really
is. It's like the first barge coming up the river or down the river, whatever it is. If this is the beginning of spring and this is the whole. Well, how long has this been going on? How many years now?
This is the 83rd year.
Holy buckets.
Oh, wow.
And you've been here for what, 70, 73? Now, how long have you been here?
Close enough.
No.
No, 2004.
So it's true. You're only a couple more years older than the show.
No, just a little bit. Yeah. So you've been doing this for 10 years. This is a piece of cake for you.
Oh, no. We have over 522 exhibitors out here and something for everybody, going from the camping to fishing, hunting, travel destination, finding your location that you're going to go for the walleye opener, boats, ATVs, RVs. It is just something for everybody at the sports show.
So for our listeners who are just dialed in here, Ticket Outdoors, we are live at the Northwest Sports Show at the lovely Minneapolis Convention Center. Doors open today, Wednesday at 1 o'clock. This party's going to go to 9 o'clock tonight.
Yep.
Tomorrow on Thursday, the doors open at 1 o'clock, and that party's going to go till 9 o'clock p.m., Saturday and Sunday. Saturday opens up at 10 a.m. Doors close at 9 p.m. And on Sunday, the final day of the Northwest Sports Show here at the Minneapolis Convention Center, it goes at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Right now we have, I like to call him the big kahuna, the man.
He's the
chief,
big man.
The myth, the legend, Darren Enville. Show basically Presidente. I'm sure there's an official title for corporate America.
All his coworkers are over there, so take it.
All right. But he is the man behind that makes this happen. When I was here Sunday with Alumacraft, I kind of checked out how things were coming along, helped with the Alumacraft booth a little bit with the other team. And it's just an amazing venue. If you're looking for boats, if you're looking for a resort, you're looking for some of the new technology in fishing from a rod and a reel or tackle, this is the place to be. Now, Darren, you talked about the 500-plus exhibitors that are going to be here. Talk to our listeners about the seminars, because those are free, right?
They are free. They're included with the mission. We have a bunch of different seminars going on, including in the main seminar room. We have the leading pros, something for everything as far as going into pan fishing, walleye, musky, northern, as well as turkey hunting.
You know, I give Darren and his team over there, that's probably going to give him some grief after my great introduction. But
you guys should give him
you
some grief.
You guys should, right?
Because I shook his hand. I didn't feel one damn blister. I didn't feel nothing except a handshake. But
you never know who you're going to walk into. Like you can see Kent from Alumacraft if you get down here.
We just had Ron Shera on. I mean, that's
Mike Curry
the kind
just walked by.
Mike Curry from the Minnesota DNR. Mm-hmm. So I also encourage people that, you know, if you want to learn more about Minnesota outdoors, get your heinies down here to the Minneapolis Convention Center, because you do have some pioneer and iconic figures. You got free seminars going on. You got 500 booths. If you want to talk to the DNR and get some perspective on aquatic invasive species or what's going on with deer hunting, or you want to talk about wolves like I'd like to do, okay, get down here to the Northwest Sports Center. It's all under one roof. Okay?
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
And you can't fish walleyes in the state anyways right now, too, so get down here.
Right now we're all in limbo, but I'll tell you what, if you have a young kids and family to and you've got some time, come on down here, because there's a lot of things for the family as well. And Mark and I were taking around a walk around. We were here for a couple of hours before the show, before our show started. Had a chance to watch the log rollers, the women log rollers and axe throwers and chainsaw things. There's a lots of things for kids to do around here as well.
There is. We also have the Adventure Trail Pass where we try to get kids engaged in different activities. They can go visit the Ducks Unlimited room and paint a duck decoy. They can go to the National Wild Turkey Federation room and create a turkey call. Catch a fish at the trout pond and end up creating your own crankbait at Tips Outdoors is putting together for us.
I think all the trips you guys can go on as well. If anyone walks in the doors here looking for a fishing trip or a hunting trip, they are going to walk out with a fishing trip or a hunting trip, whether it's Apostle Islands, whether it's Alaska, whether it's Vermilion, whether it's Canada. How could you not? If you actually come in here consciously looking for some place to go, you're going to find it here.
You're going to find it. What a better place to shop prices or meeting the owners face-to-face, talking about what to expect.
Right.
It's different than doing it on the web.
You know, one of the other things I appreciate, as you guys know, in the last 3 years between fishing and hunting adventures and a lot of different shows, I put about 200,000 miles on my truck. The IRS wanted to know that. But what I love about the Minneapolis Convention Center and this Northwest Sports Show is Minneapolis is a big ticket item. It's a big city. But, Darren, the parking here is pretty good, right?
Oh, it is. I'd recommend going to northwestsportsshow.com. You can get the directions on down here as well as locations to park around the facility.
Also, I think one of the cool things about here, there's 500 and some exhibitors, you said, right? There's plenty of room. The aisles are nice and wide, and what I like about it, you can walk by all of these booths, and no one's going to be hawking you. If you have questions, they're there. And if you need some answers, they're going to help you, but no one's going to apply any pressure, and there's plenty of room to walk around. This is really set up very, very well.
More than 300,000 square feet out there for the people to walk around there and see the latest and greatest technology in fishing and hunting.
What do you have new this year that you didn't have last year? Obviously.
Everything is new compared to what is out there last year. But the Lumberjills, the floor and entertainment, as well as just, I guess, mainly just the product, as well as the seminars with Fred Shedd, which is a great way to do DIY, learn how to do your own maintenance on boats, figure out what you can and can't do, and something that maybe you'll want to find a service tech.
Let me expand on that, too. And, you know, Derek humbly says that everything's new this year versus last year. Just think if you're looking at boats and you're looking at technology in boats. And you guys know I love the Alumacraft T-Pro 195. Can't wait to get to Lake of the Woods after this and chase some sturgeon, okay?
Yep.
But boat technology changes year over year. So if you're out there and you're starting to look for a boat and you want to see what's new, that's when you come out to a place like this at the Northwest Sports Show, because you got tons of dealers, like you got Dan Southside. I just said hi to Dan Chesky, and you can learn about what's new in boat storage, what's new in boat road lockers, right? Rod lockers, what's new in motors. There's all kinds of stuff that even a boat and motor has been around for ages, Drew. There's new technology and innovation that comes year over year, and this is the place to come see it.
Specifically, what you're talking about is motors, the technology with the new E-Tech Generation 2, what Yamaha has come out with, Mercury, with the Verado and Suzuki.
Yep.
They're so much more efficient, quieter. It's just amazing what they've come to the technology in the last couple of years.
Yeah. So
go ahead.
Just to reset real quick before Stru brings us home, we're here at the Northwest Sports Show, Minneapolis Convention Center. We're joined by Darren Enval, the big kahuna behind this place. This party goes till 9 o'clock tonight. Ticket Outdoors, we're doing a live broadcast. Stru, bring us home.
I'll bring us home. Thanks a lot, Darren, for being here. He's in the big shot here for the Northwest Sports Show. His buddies over there don't think he's a big shot.
Oh, they're waiting, baby.
But with the Northwest Sports Show, we're going to be back in a couple of minutes here, and we're going to have John Thielen. He's from Alumacraft, Lindy Fishing Shackle. John Thielen's a big shot. He's a lot of fun. He's going to be on right after the word from our sponsors.
From pro to college to high school, we've got it all covered.
I think someone better P-test Tiger Woods. I said that a long time ago.
But how dare the PGA do anything like that to their chosen son?
Passionate sports talk on your sports station, 105 The Ticket.
Boomer here from The Ticket Outdoors. Well, we made it through another long, cold winter in Minnesota. And guess what that means? It's time to hit the open water, baby. And I'm pumped to get back into the Alumacraft T-Pro 195 and get her wet. And I want to remind our listeners, now is a great time to check out the new lineup of Alumacraft boats. I love Alumacraft because they're made right here in Minnesota, and they're simply the best aluminum boat on the water. To learn more about Alumacraft and to find a dealer near you, go to alumacraft.com.
This is a message to all parents. Your kids are leaving. Maybe not today, maybe not next year, but it will happen. They will grow up, get lives, and go. So what can you do right now to enjoy this painfully one-sided relationship? Trap them. That's right, on a boat from Dan's Southside Marine. See, your little self-focused darlings will take one look at that Alumacraft boat, Premier Pontoon, or Stingray Powerboat from Dan's and see cool, fun, and complete and utter awesomeness. You will see quality, experience, and incredible customer service. But best of all, you'll see your kids and make lasting memories before they ditch you, then chuck their education to follow their muse, which will not afford them a boat from Dan's. But you can console them on yours. This just keeps working.
Dan's Southside Marina's combined manufacturers rebates with clearance pricing on all remaining 2014 Alumacraft Premier and Stingray boats to save you the most money possible. Go to DansSouthsideMarine.com.
This isn't one of those silly, overdone commercials that makes you change stations. Nope, this is a good, old-fashioned nuts and bolts commercial. Really, it's about nuts, bolts, and hardware. It's about you and Mills Fleet Farm. If you make a living fixing things and building things, you use plenty of hardware. When it comes to hardware, you need great quality, selection, and price. You need Mills Fleet Farm.
Your carbon monoxide alarm may soon begin chirping every 30 seconds. This required safety feature tells you the alarm has reached the end of its life. How old is your CO alarm? If you installed it more than 5 years ago, it may be time to beat the beep. Replace outdated units with a lifesaver worry-free CO alarm from Menards. The sealed-in lithium battery offers hassle-free protection for 10 years, the longest life on the market. Protect your family. Buy a lifesaver worry-free CO alarm today and beat the beep.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Oh, I love this music, don't you, Boomer?
You know, Joe Giuliano, I tell you what.
You never even seen Joe Giuliano.
I haven't, but I feel like he's my BFF after listening to this. You know, we're pretty blessed to do what we do. We were just talking off air. The fun never stops when we go into commercial break here at Ticket Outdoors. Boomer here, producer Mark. It's true, we are live at the Northwest Sports Center at the Minneapolis Convention Center for the 83rd annual Northwest Sports
time.
Show, baby.
Wow.
And we are just blessed to be here. We've got about 100, we've got over 100 broadcasts under our belt. We've gone to a two-hour venue, and we have a very special guest. He is someone that's going to join us a few more times on the show. He's been with us a couple times before. Fish Ed, Lindy, connoisseur. Walleye.
Now he's talking about
walleye, god of the ages.
Screw, jump in here.
Yeah,
John Thielen, ladies and gentlemen, Fish Ed TV. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me. Hey, before we get too far into this, I'll make this really quick. It's shameless, and you know I got to do this. You know what today is at the show?
Birch Tucker.
It's Lindy Day at the show.
All right.
Everybody who walked in the door today got a free pack of Lindy jigs.
Have you checked my dad's pocket? Because you said everyone got a free packet. You don't know my dad.
How many did he get? Here's the deal. He's going to get more when we're done.
Oh, perfect.
Because I've got a few extras.
You should see him when he comes into studio, John. My dad, I love him to death, hasn't missed a broadcast. Mr. Von Stalmack over there. And he gets into studio, and we have free Mike and Ike's when you walk into the Cumulus station there.
Yeah.
And My dad used to say, well, these are for my granddaughter. And I'd be like, Dad, Sophie hasn't seen one of those things in a year. And you'd always check his pockets, and they'd just be rifling out. So we had to give him a little heat. So what's new with Fish Edge TV?
Well, we're coming to the end of the run. This weekend will be the last weekend. It'll be on Fox Sports North this Saturday, right behind the Minnesota Twins game.
Okay.
And then we're going to have a bonus airing at 10:30 Sunday morning.
Yep.
And that'll wrap up the 26-week season. I just got done doing all the filming for the ice season for next year.
Yep.
And we're going to dive right in on open water filming. The guys are wrapping my boat up. We're going to have it all buttoned up and ready to go here in just the next few days. And I'm going to head out and get on open water.
Woo! I'm giving you a question.
Okay, well, I don't know. No, I don't need the question. I'm a pro here. You talked about, okay, you've just finished up the filming for next year's ice fishing shows, right?
Yep.
How far in advance can you do them and still make them relevant?
Well, a lot of what I try to do is I look at what, a spring bite is going to be a spring bite. And now one of the neat things we do, though, is when you watch Fishhead TV, I did film Matt Backaways. But what you also got to understand is on the same trips, I'll film a Fishhead Internet episode, which you can go out and find on YouTube. And we'll get 20,000, 30,000 views on that in the first week. And we edit that in 3 days. So you can get the best of both worlds. You can get a shorter version on the Internet that's current, up to date. You can just go to YouTube and type in Fishhead, and you'll come across hundreds of episodes. Or you can watch it on TV the following year, and that's a lot more in-depth. We really go further into what we're doing and the techniques we're using.
You know, John, I really appreciate on that show that it is about education and it is about helping people catch more walleyes or the fish that you're pursuing for that particular adventure. Did you, in your professional career, you've accomplished a lot here, but I want to ask you about TV versus social media and YouTube. Did you ever think a few years ago that you'd just give that answer that you did, where you could say, you know what? We're producing it. It's got to go to edit where there's 20-something hours of edit work. But guess what? Within 3 days, you can see it on YouTube.
Yeah, I don't think any of us knew 10 years ago, 5 years ago, that we were going to have the technology and, more importantly, the viewership that we have today. I hear a lot of talk about, at times, people say the fishing crowd is shrinking. And I'll tell you, one thing I've learned with this show, I don't believe that. I think it's actually still out there. We just don't see them in the same traditional venues. So one of the things we've done with Fish Ed is really look at that younger crowd that we think is on the Internet. And you know what we found out? There's a lot of guys my age on the Internet, an old guy too.
Right.
But then on the other side of it, we have the TV. And once you tap both of those, you start finding out that it's actually a growing sport, and that's a neat thing.
Three questions. I want to see how smart you are, okay? I want to see what your memory is like. Number one.
Perch talker.
Number one, how long have you been doing this? Number two, when you started this, what were your goals? What were your expectations? And number three, there's so much competition. There's so many people who are trying to do this on smaller scales. Why did you succeed when probably 95% of the people who want to do this don't?
Well, number one, when I got started at this, it was about 15 years ago.
All right, thank you.
And it was tournament fishing that got me into it, and I just had a love of fishing. I like to think I probably started at this 35 years ago when I was fishing with my dad. And that's why I think it's so important to get kids out there fishing. But, the years on the professional walleye trail turned into just an evolution of, ultimately, we were always trying to teach people how to fish. Because we get done tournament fishing, then you'd read about your tactics in the magazines, and you'd see them on TV. Question number two. Which was that one? I'm lost already.
Number one, how long have you been doing this? Number two, what were your expectations when you started? Number three, why have you succeeded when 95% of the people don't?
Besides me and Steve Straczynski.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm still striving to get to that level where Stru's at right now.
It'll take a while.
Here's what I am sure of. When I started doing this, I just wanted to be successful in fishing. I just wanted to go out and be able to catch fish. When I was tournament fishing, I just wanted to be able to try to finish in that top half of the field. More and more and more that I did it, the more I learned that I really enjoyed teaching people to fish. So were my expectations to have a TV show and an internet show and have all this rolling?
Probably not, but things just evolved to that point, and it's fun every day. I mean, a lot of what my company does now is build marketing and PR plans for a lot of different companies, not just Lindy.
Uh-huh.
And when I sit and look at this right now, there's something going to change tomorrow with every different company. It's a constant evolution, and it's just fun being part of that. Third question
is, why you successful as compared to 95% of the people who start this game?
I think the number one formula that I've had is just being willing to teach people. I used to have a saying when I tournament fished, and at the same time I guided. And one of my sayings was, a guide spends his day wanting to teach people how to catch fish. Because, see, I got paid if they caught fish.
Right.
A tournament fisherman spends his time not wanting to tell anybody how to catch fish because he wants to save it to catch them on tournament day.
Right, makes sense.
I agree with that.
And one of the things that I did is I just really looked at it long term and said, how can I be relevant in this industry beyond next weekend's tournament? Mm-hmm. And it came back to teaching people to fish. And Fish Ed, the success of it, I'll tell you where it's at. If you watch that show, and I invite all your listeners today, if you get a chance, check it out this weekend. We'll be back on the air next October for 26 weeks again. Check it out on the internet. But we really strive every day, every show, to teach you something that's going to help you catch more fish.
You know, I would just like to add to that a little bit and brown nose John here for a second. But a couple other things that I would say that I've seen for folks that, you know, I've modeled a lot after my last few years watching folks like John be very successful is it is about the education, okay, versus all about the product plug, okay? There's a balance. But the other thing is the determination and persistence. You know, John is all over the place. And that's one of the other things I love about Fish Ed TV, John, is you are going after a variety of lakes, and that is really great for people to see. And he is always out there doing it, you know, and open to change. And that was why I asked that question about TV and YouTube. The folks and the companies that have been and continue to be successful understand that technology is changing. The way to reach these younger people and get them into our sport, because if we don't promote the sport, we all lose, right?
Yeah.
Because that's the buyers for all of us. And, John, I give you guys a lot of props and kudos on that, on how Fish Ed, again, is all over the place. It's about the education as well as the technology that you bring in by leveraging things like Facebook and YouTube.
Well, and I appreciate that. The plan here is to do this for a long time. I really enjoy it. I enjoy being out on the water fishing. I enjoy helping people catch more fish. And there's a lot of days I have to think to myself, boy, am I lucky to get to do what I'm doing. There's days it's tough. There's days you don't catch them the way you want to catch them. There's days that you get up in the morning, you look outside, and the wind's blowing 40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And you're not going out.
We've been there.
You know, maybe the hardest thing about it is the time away from home.
Yeah,
you know, I travel 4 to 5 days a week, and I try to be home on weekends to spend family time. But all said and done, the rewards are just so great, and I just really enjoy it. So we're going to keep rolling with it as far as we can.
We talked about this last time we were on the air as well. Support is so key to your success. I mean, you didn't have the support at home. You are absolutely nobody. I don't give a rat's ass if Lindy's behind you or not. You're nobody. Now, speaking of that, Lindy, what's new for Lindy in 2015?
Well, we're gonna you know, your favorite lure. The
Perch Stalker.
Can we do that on three?
Go ahead.
One, two, three.
Perch Stalker.
Okay, we're
That's
good.
That's great.
All right, thank you.
I'll tell you what, that we sold out every single one of those across the Midwest before Christmas. Next year, we got some new colors coming out in it. We got some configurations and some different lures coming out. There's a lot of fun stuff coming up. And I can't get into a lot of it, and I wish I could. There will come a time when I will, but we're not quite there yet. We really like the buyers to be able to see all the new stuff first, and then we'll announce it all to the public. But we got a big couple years in front of us on the product plate, a lot of great new stuff coming.
All right, John Thielen with Fish Ed TV, Boomer, producer Mark Strew. We're live at the Northwest Sports Show here at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Before we go to break, Sam, give our folks a little bit of advice when they're thinking about getting ready for walleye season this year.
I tell you what, we're going to have the first walleye season in a long time that looks like we're right on a seasonal schedule.
Yeah.
So, you know, these last couple of years where we've had some slow, stagnant bites and we've had to slow our presentations down and go shallower earlier in the year.
Yep.
If everything stays on track here, look for those early season walleyes as soon as we can get on the water. Maybe be just a little bit deeper. and be a little bit more aggressive.
All right, and Mark has given me a note. Mark?
Remind our listeners, it's Lindy Day.
It's Lindy Day here at the Northwest Sports Show. Join me, Mark, producer Strew, producer Mark Strew, John Thielen. We're going to wrap it up here with Ticket Outdoors on Ticket Sports Radio, and next we'll have Tanner Cherney from Devils Lake Tourism.
Your home for hockey talk in the Twin Cities, On the Ice, hosted by Pete Wagner of MinnesotaHockeyMag.com and Chad Graff of the St. Paul Pioneer Press.
I think you're only as good as your defensemen are.
I think Matt Dumba plays a big role in the second power play unit, but as far as that goes, Mikhail Granlund has been huge for them. Yeah. When he was out, it was so hard for that second unit to set anything up. Really, you know, the top power play, though, has been outstanding.
On the Ice, hockey talk every Saturday morning at 9, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
You're ready, aren't you? Mills Fleet Farm knows you're ready to get cooking outdoors. It all starts with the Back 40 barbecue sauces and french fry seasonings. Select sizes just $2.99 each. Cook out back on the 26,500 BTU Aussie Grill. It's just $7.88.88. And smoke them if you got them. Steaks, ribs, chicken, and more. The Masterbuilt 30-inch digital smoker is just $249.99 at Mills Fleet Farm.
This is a message to all parents. Your kids are leaving. Maybe not today, maybe not next year, but it will happen. They will grow up, get lives, and go. So what can you do right now to enjoy this painfully one-sided relationship? Trap them. That's right, on a boat from Dan's Southside Marine. See, your little self-focused darlings will take one look at that Alumacraft boat, Premier Pontoon, or Stingray Powerboat from Dan's and see cool, fun, and complete and utter awesomeness. You will see quality, experience, and incredible customer service. But best of all, you'll see your kids and make lasting memories before they ditch you and then chuck their education to follow their muse, which will not afford them a boat from Dan's. But you can console them on yours. This just keeps working.
Dan's Southside Marina's combined manufacturers rebates with clearance pricing on all remaining 2014 Alumacraft, Premier, and Stingray boats to save you the most money possible. Go to DansSouthsideMarine.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Minneapolis? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Minneapolis area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Minneapolis is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-382-9382. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-382-9382. That's 1-800-382-9382.
Here's what's on deck for this week. Make Red Baron Frozen Pizza your March Hoops MVP, as in most valuable pizza. Stock up and score big with Red Baron Pizza at Target today. Coordinated business systems, document imaging, managed print services, network services, telephone solutions, and customers first, always. Visit coordinated.com. Try out the new nutrition pack drink called Nature's Fury. It comes in five refreshing flavors. Pick some up at your local Cub Foods. Nature's Fury NutriDrink. Vitamins never tasted this refreshing. Looking for a good laugh? See today's best stand-ups at the Mystic Lake Comedy Club inside Mystic Lake. Don't miss Matthew Broussard and Troy Walker Friday and Saturday, April 17th and 18th. Get tickets now for just $19 at mysticlake.com. The Labor, Health, and Benefit Fair happening March 28th at the Minneapolis Convention Center. It's free and open to union members of every trade. When buying or selling a home, you need someone by your side you can trust. So choose a local RE/MAX agent, and you'll be partnering and pampering with the industry's most productive and experienced agents. Trust RE/MAX to get you home soon. Connect at remax.com, and that's what's on deck.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Welcome back, everybody. You want to start the show, or should I start the show?
You know what? I'll let you start the show.
Welcome,
man.
Back to the 83rd Annual Northwest Sports Show. We're at the Minneapolis Convention Center. You're listening to the Ticket Outdoors 105, and thank you very, very much for listening to the Ticket Outdoors. Stop down to the Northwest Sports Show. We're open to 9 o'clock tonight. Kind of late, but you can still sneak in if you want. But the Boomer's got all the hours for the next couple of days as well. You're with Mark Lukey. Oh, we got to...
We got to do a selfie for our Facebook, guys.
Oh, Boomer's doing a selfie. Anyway, we got Mark Lukey, our producer, Boomer, myself and Tanner Cheney here is from Devil's Lake Tourism. Thanks for being on the air. And Devil's Lake Tourism, tell us all about what's happening with Devil's Lake.
Oh, you know, right now we're kind of gearing up, getting ready for open water season. Our ice is still people ice fishing, but it's kind of getting to that point where this weekend might be the last weekend that people are going to be out there.
You know, you're talking about, we had an opportunity about a month and a half ago to go visit you. We stayed at Woodland, I think. Is
that right? Yep.
Wonderful place, great, great people. And we caught a few fish, not nearly as many as we would like because the weather just tore us apart. And it was brutal. And I remember you guys had ice heaves that were 6-8 feet tall, a half a mile long.
Yep. It was definitely a weird year with that. There was quite a few of them. But, you know, being such a big lake, there was ample opportunities to get around those and actually get around and see, go around them and find different ways to get onto the ice. So there was still easily accessible throughout the year.
So you're excited about open water season coming up, right?
I am. When we hit 70 degrees there 2 years or 2 weeks ago, I really got excited and was like, oh, it's going to be pretty soon. We'll have the boat out and ready to go.
Go ahead, Boom.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Devil's Lake, walleye fishing, jumbo perch fishing, because we were just talking about the perch talker, right? There is a couple big events that are going to happen in Devils, right, Tanner? Tell our listeners a little bit about the Chamber tournament that draws over 100, 150 boats or whatnot. What's going on there and when's that happening?
We got the 39th annual Chamber Walleye tournament up there right now, and we're slowly getting contestants in there. We actually got a couple new sponsors with it, so it's the prize winnings are definitely up to about $61,000 this year, I believe, in payout.
Wow.
Different things, whether it's cash, different tackle, stuff like that. And then we also do have the Cabela's NWT and Cabela's MWC tournaments up there this summer.
Wow. When is the big Devil's Lake Chamber tournament, and when's the MWT and MWC stuff?
The Devil's Lake Chamber tournament is going to be the weekend of June 27th. It's going to be a Friday-Saturday event.
Yep.
Sunday is a wind day, so in case the weather is not great on Friday or Saturday and we don't want people to go out there for their safety reasons, we have Sunday in for the bank on that. The MWC event is going to be August 7th and 8th. It's a qualifier event for them, I believe. And then the NWT is having their championship up there September 17th.
Wow.
You know, Tanner, one of the reasons that Devil's Lake has been such a popular fishery, respected across the United States for walleye fishing and jumbo perch, is not only the great bite it has, the forage that can keep up the fish population, it's also the season and the limits. Tell our listeners about when walleye season opens and closes in Devil's Lake and what the slots and the limits are.
If you want to be technical about our season, it goes from April 1st to March 31st. So there is no it's an open season 365 days a year on fishing. Our perch fishing, you know, you can come back, catch 20 a day, bring 80 back in your possession. There's no slot limit for walleyes on our lake. Five a day, 10 in your possession. So it's a great opportunity for people that are traveling.
Holy buckets. That's pretty cool stuff.
That's amazing, isn't
it? Yeah.
And I tell you what, with as many and with as many people as get out to Devil's Lake and as popular as it has became, that fishery there, because of the forage base, that is the key to holding fish and a healthy fish population, no matter what the pressure is. I understand pressure matters, but if you have a healthy forage base, and Devil's Lake, Tanner, it's just loaded with shrimp,
right? It wasn't uncommon to be out there in 25 feet of water this year and drilling a hole, and all of a sudden all this stuff comes boiling out when you're pulling the auger out.
Yeah, we saw that.
It looks like someone just sprinkled pepper all over the hole there.
I want to back up a little bit, okay? You talked about walleye fishing is 12 months a year.
Yep.
Yes.
Perch is, I don't know, 20 a day and 80 to take home.
Yep.
Then why is God's name, does Devil's Lake need you? It promotes itself, man. Why do you have a job?
Well,
you got to tell people.
I'm just asking.
You got to have someone there with first-hand experience.
Oh, true. I tell you what, in all seriousness, I really look up to Tanner and the job he has there in Devil's Lake. We're really lucky to have him on the broadcast because he is really dialed into what goes on there. Tanner's job for our listeners, I'm going to say it, and people are probably going to be shelving the Chamber of Commerce with resumes here. He is the guy that gets to take the media, that gets to take the writers, folks that are coming out there to sightsee, and gets to show them all around. So for his job, he's got to be an expert at duck hunting and fishing and all that good stuff, right?
In order to speak it, you got to be able to back it up. And so, you know, being able to go out and fish every day helps you get that basis to be able to actually tell what you're talking about.
I think me and Sarah proof you don't have to. People know what you're doing to talk about it.
Yeah. you know what, Tanner? Let's talk about the warming temps and the ice conditions out there just in a little more detail, because We chatted, Devil's Lake, the walleye fishing is open all year round, and there's no slot limit. So a lot of folks that are getting itchy about open water walleye fishing, Devil's Lake is something that comes up right away because the season is open before Minnesota opener, which is, I believe, the weekend of 8, 9, 10, somewhere around there in May. When do you think the ice is, what's the ice conditions, when is it going to be off?
You know, we were getting pretty excited here a week ago. We thought it was going to be in a week or two, but it kind of cooled down this weekend. Looks like it's going to be warm again. Kind of batting around with some other people here this last week and throwing ideas around. We're thinking around that April 15th time, it might be open water-ish season, but, you know, that can always change here with the weather.
All right, Tanner, I'm from the east side of St. Paul, and I'm the average guy who loves to fish, and I've heard about Devil's Lake my entire life, and it's been a destination and nirvana to a lot of people, like a bucket list. I want to go out to Devil's Lake. But all I remember hearing about when I was a kid, right through my early adulthood, is fishing. You're saying, obviously, that Devil's Lake has a lot more to offer than fishing. Tell us all about it.
You know, we're also in the heart of the Central Flyway there. We got great waterfall hunting throughout the area, you know, goose hunting, pheasant hunting even. We have a couple different things. You know, we have some museums in town. So if you got a family coming up and maybe the husband wants to go out fishing, there's great options for the kids and the wives to go out. You know, we got a Sully's Hill. It's a national game preserve right outside of town. Boomer had the opportunity to go out with me there one day, and we saw a herd of bison. We saw a couple big bull elk cruising through there.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That was pretty surreal. We went out there to do some stuff for social media for Devil's Lake and some promotion, and we were driving in Sully's Hill, and all of a sudden there was a herd of buffalo right on the side of the road. And that was just so cool because I've never really seen bison literally less than 10 yards away from me. And we drove by them, and then we went up a little further up on Sully's Hill, and we saw two monster bull elk and a live herd of elk. And literally, Tanner, how close were we to those elk?
65 yards, I would say.
Wow. Yes.
65 yards.
Yeah. So that was pretty special.
It's just something you don't think about that when you're in Devil's Lake, you could see something like that.
Yeah. You know, Tanner, one of the things that people sometimes that I overlook because I get so excited about walleye fishing in Devil's Lake because it has an amazing fishery, waterfall hunting can be amazing in that part of the country. Okay. Talk to us a little bit about the waterfall hunting there.
You know, waterfall season starts about first weekend in October for non-residents coming up there. It's great for whether you like to be a field hunter. We got a lot of opportunity. We got plots books that the State Game and Fish puts out, which is a county by county book that shows all the public land that you are allowed to hunt without even having to ask permission for. So it's a great tool for anyone coming up the area that's not familiar with it. We also do have a lot of landowners that are very nice that if it's posted and they got their name and number on there, you can call them up, ask permission. Most of them are willing to give that. And also, we got a lot of water up there that it's good for diver duck hunting and stuff like that.
Most of the time, folks hear this buzzword in the waterfall world. It's called the Prairie Pothole Region, okay? The Prairie Pothole Region runs right in there, doesn't it, Tanner?
It does.
And that is a great breeding area for ducks. It has the perfect combination of cover, water, food, and it just seems like the duck population thrives year over year out there.
It does. You know, the ducks come up in the spring and they kind of stop off there as a breeding ground, and some of them don't venture all the way up to the tundra. And, you know, we have a good resident population of waterfowl that sticks around there. You know, opening weekend, probably for another 3-4 weeks after that, we hold our resident birds in there, and then they kind of get pushed out before the migrators come through. But with our resident population we have there, it still makes for great waterfowl hunting.
Wow. So, Tanner, you're here at the Minneapolis Convention Center for the Northwest Sports Show, Ticket Outdoors, Boomer here, producer Mark Struer with Tanner Cherney from Devil's Lake Tourism. This party goes till 9 o'clock here tonight. Tanner, what are your thoughts about the show?
You know, I walked in here yesterday, and I thought I died and went to heaven. The amount of stuff here is unreal.
It's so exciting to look at all these things and wonder why I can't have it all, you know. Boy, some of the boats, some of the hunting trips, some of the fishing trips. Look at the racks. Look at the elk and the fishing equipment. And
it just feels the fire.
Yeah, it really, really does. Yeah, talking about back to Devil's Lake, obviously. Okay, some guy from the Twin Cities wants to go out there. It's about a six-hour drive, give or take, right?
Yep.
If I want to go hunting or fishing out there, can I go out there and just wing it, or do I have to get a guide?
No, you don't have to get a guide. You know, our bait shops are great for if you're not familiar with the lake. They got good lake maps there with depth contours and stuff like that, and they're willing to give you information on what the hot bite is, where some general areas to try, what kind of tackle bait to use. You know, it's I think it's a big lake, but it's fairly easy to learn because you can almost fish it any way you want, whether you're a jigger, whether you like slip bobbering. Most common thing to do is throw a slip or a spinner on with a bottom bouncer, like an ounce and a half bottom bouncer, throw a night crawler on there, drop that down 20, 30 yards behind the boat, and start trolling at 1.2 miles an hour, and it's all bound to happen. You'll catch a walleye.
Or a foundation of a house or something.
Yeah, you'll snag that every once in a while, too. You just never know when you snag what you're going to pull up, barbed wire fence.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, this is something I learned. I think it's one of the neatest things that I've ever seen as far as outdoors is concerned. Devil's Lake is about 230,000 acres, give or take, right now in that ballpark.
Yeah, actually, I just talked to the Joint Water Resource guy up there this last week, and now we're down to about 190,000. Because we're down about 3.5-4 feet from our peak.
And 190,000, but 15 years ago, what was it?
40,000.
40,000.
I don't understand that. So anyway, so the water now, there's no place for this water to drain. Whether it snows or rain, there's no place for the water to drain. And the shorelines have been deteriorating and going away and losing developments. As a result, the water now is 190,000 acres as compared to 40, 15, 20 years ago. And there's houses and there's foundations, there's benches and things under the water.
There is, yep. You know, it's a closed basin lake, so there is no natural tributary coming in or out. So it's created when the water comes in, it has nowhere to go, and it just starts flooding up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have an announcement. My dad has a question for Tanner Turner.
Here we go.
Tanner, I was just going to mention that. There for years in the fall, the guys could get rooms out there because of the road construction. Is that kind of rectified itself, hasn't it? The people coming out there now, there's motel rooms available and stuff?
Yep, definitely. You know, this last summer was our first summer that it was no road construction going on. Hotels were open. It's perfect for it now. You can come out. You got plenty of room opportunities to get there. You don't have to deal with driving on all the construction pilot cars.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking to Tanner Cherney of Devil's Lake Tourism. Thanks a lot, Tanner. We're at the Ticket Outdoors 105.7, and we're at the Northwest Sports Show at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Open up till 9 o'clock tonight, open the next couple of days as well. Come on back. We're going to take a break right now and talk to Mike Larson from, I think it's with Alumacraft, hopefully he is.
Alumacraft
Pro. And Larson's Quality Jigs. He'll be right back after this.
Sports Radio 105, The Ticket. Save money this golf season with the 105 The Ticket Tee It Up Golf Card. The card that gives you access to six 18-hole courses with cart and no restrictions. Gulf River Falls Golf Club, Mississippi National, Loggers Trail, Southern Hills, Dahl Green, and Legacy for $129. That's a 55% savings. Six rounds of golf, car rental, and no restrictions for just $129. The golf card is on sale now. Go to 105theticket.com to get your 2015 Tee It Up Golf Card today.
You save big money, you save big money when you shop Menards.
Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it warmer. No, 11% warmer with all water heaters, fireplaces, and insulation. From paint to appliances to the tools to get your job done, there's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase right now at Menards. No, really, I mean it. Save 11% on everything in the store. That's an 11% rebate on building materials, from plywood to trusses and lumber. Save 11% on all carpet, tile, and wood flooring. And 11% rebate on all ceiling fans, faucets, and power tools. Save 11% on anything you find in the store. Seriously, 11% is here only until March 28th. So stop in today and save big. 11% big.
Save big money at Menards.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
From the Mills Fleet Farm Studios, WTVX Lakeville, WRXP Cambridge, WGBZ Eden Prairie, a Cumulus station.
Stuck in your car and missing the kid you used to be? Remember those days before traffic, deadlines, and all that responsibility? Well, it's time to get that kid back by opening up a refreshing memory today with Killabrew Root Beer. Minnesota-made Killabrew old-fashioned root beer and cream soda. Grab your own super cold aluminum bottle available in the cooler section of your favorite Holiday Station store. Killabrew. It's how memories are made and legends are created.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Welcome back to The Ticket Outdoors at Minneapolis Convention Center, the 83rd Northwest Sports Show at the Minneapolis Convention Center. You're listening to 105 The Ticket. Thank you very much for being here. Hey, we're missing our buddy Brian Zipp. Brian Zipp, I think he was he had to wait on tables at Murray's or something until 7, 8 o'clock, so he couldn't make it. So who knows where he is, but we'll pick him up
in
a couple.
He's probably judging at his new job, too, some of the good stuff.
Hey, now, listen, Mark, our producer, can people pick this show up on Sunday morning or some kind of podcast?
Yes, podcast. The show re-airs 6 to 8 Sunday mornings, and it's available via podcast whenever I get around to uploading it.
Yeah,
the next day.
He's a busy, busy man.
So for our listeners who just dialed in, whatever station you're on, 105.1 FM, 105.3 FM, 105.7 FM, or if you're streaming us live or you have the Ticket Outdoors app, don't forget to follow us at facebook.com/theticketoutdoors. Boomer, producer Mark, Strew, Big Vaughn, and we are with Mike Larson here from Custom Quality, Larson Quality Jigs, A-Team Alumacraft Pro. We're live, Northwest Sports Show, no Minneapolis Convention Center.
Hey,
Strew.
Welcome, Michael. I'll tell you what, I'll let Boomer do all the questions because he's the fishing guru. I'm kind of sitting around here just doing nothing. But when we talked today, actually, I texted you, and I knew you were going to be on the air, and I'm kind of doing some research trying to find out what's going on. And when Boomer or Mark text me who's going to be on today, and I miss he misspelled no this
something.
Is the truth. He misspelled quality something, and he said Mike Larson from Larson's Quality Wigs is going to be on.
Spell check.
And I tell you what, I'm looking for ladies in bikinis, all kinds of things. I can't. And there's no such thing. So it's so it's Mike Larson of Alumacraft and Larson's Quality Jigs. Thanks for being on the Ticket Outdoors.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me all about Larson's Quality Jigs.
Well, it just started out as a Facebook page and do a lot of custom painting on jigs. Started out as jigs, and now I do spinner blades, crankbaits, blade baits, pretty much everything.
All right, Mike, you're being way too humble, brother.
Yes, he is.
Someone just doesn't wake up one morning and say, I'm just going to start painting some jigs. Okay? And if you do, what the hell? So tell us, where did you get this dream? Because I want to talk to you a little bit about it, because about 4 years ago, I had the dream to start Here's My Gear. And I can tell you there's a lot of times where you get together with the men and the women in your deer camp or at fish camp, and everyone has a great idea. And they're going to run and go with it in the outdoors. And then when the tires hit the pavement, the brakes usually hit, because you realize it's going to take a lot of money. It's going to take a lot of personal sacrifice.
A lot of rejection.
A lot of rejection. Friendships are going to get tested. Tell me a little bit about the journey for Larson's Quality Jigs. I'm trying to get some free jigs out of this.
Well, it kind of happened by a complete accident. I ordered too many unpainted jigs through my friend Dean Marshall. And girlfriend Jessica said, well, why don't we open a Facebook page and see if we can sell some of these. And I said, well, what is that? You know, at the time, I never even heard of Facebook or did anything on there. So she set that up. And at that time, I was just doing glitter jigs, because that's kind of a river thing.
And, right.
And then, you know, you only can sell so many of those. And then people were asking for different colors and this and that. So then my journey went on to buy different airbrush guns and compressors and paint, and spent a lot of money just trying all kinds of stuff, and half of it didn't work and ended up in the garbage, and that's kind of how it all
started.
But now
are you making a buck or two? Are you selling a few of these babies?
It was just a hobby for a while, and then things picked up so well that I actually got an LLC this year, January
1st. Good for
you. Licensed business with the state, so.
Uh-oh. So obviously if you enjoy doing the designing, maybe the making of the jigs and the painting of the jigs, you love to fish. Tell us about your fishing experience. What do you love to do? What kind of fishing do you enjoy doing?
I mainly fish pool 2, 3, and 4 for walleye. Primarily, that's the only species I really target in the spring and summer.
As our buddy Brian Claw, what do you call that?
Yep.
Yeah, catfish bait,
yeah.
Right? You know, BK,
yeah.
BK.
Yeah.
But
I know him. I just spoke with him.
Oh, he's a good
day.
He's a good guy. He's a lot
you
of fun
know
to
what?
Be with. He's a good guy.
He's here so we can help him. That's what it is. We can help, BK.
Yeah.
You're not too far gone, brother. All right,
maybe
keep going.
I can get him out in the new Alumacraft this year.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, baby.
So why river fishing for walleyes as compared to inland lakes?
Well, it never closes, and to be honest, in Red Wing this time of year, all the walleyes migrate from the lake up to the dam, and it's like shooting a fish, you know, fish in a barrel.
And you catch a few of some size as well?
Yeah, quite a few.
So, Mike, I'm really, I'm more of a big water fisherman, but I do know a little bit about river fishing because Lake Traverse, which is on the Minnesota-South Dakota border,
yep,
is actually a runoff of the Minnesota River. It's not a very wide lake, but I learned a lot over the last, I would say, 10 to 15 years about walleye fishing that. But I am really excited to hit those pools with you because Mike is being very humble, guys, but he's got it dialed in when it comes to walleye fishing the river. Mike, tell our listeners a little bit that love to fish. What are a few differences between fishing big water for walleyes versus the tactics of fishing walleyes on the river system?
Well, the biggest thing with the river is the current plays a huge factor. So a lot of times when you're jigging, you got to stay vertical. And then when the current seam starts setting up, you got to know how to fish the current seams right to pick off those walleyes. And then we have wing dams that are man-made to push the water out in the main channel of the current for the barges, and you just set up on certain wing dams and pitch jigs to catch those walleyes.
Explain more about the wing dams. I've never heard about the wing dam
before. It's just like rock piles.
And they're man-made, okay,
yep,
rock piles.
And you get current seams off of those and eddies, and those walleyes will set up usually on the points of those. So when the bait fish come through, they kind of get disorientated, and walleyes just pick them off.
You explained, you mentioned, I think, you fish in pools 2 and 3. For most people who fish nothing but inland lakes, explain, I don't know, where's pool 2, where's pool 3, what is that all about?
Well, pool 2 is right in St. Paul, and then it runs through Hastings, and it runs all the way down through Prescott. I mainly fish pool 3. I've been, pool 4 is in the spring, and then I've been fishing with my friends on pool 2 a little more.
Okay, so by pool 2 again and pool 3, what makes a pool? Between two different dams,
yeah,
or what?
Yeah, the locks and dams.
Okay.
So, Mike, talk to us more about where our listeners can find Larson Quality Jibs.
You can just look it up on Facebook right now. That's really the only way to find me. I don't have a website right now.
So what do they look for on Facebook?
It's Larson Quality Jigs, and should pop right up with my blue logo.
Yep.
The fish on it.
Nice. So what kind of Alumacraft are you going to run this year, brother?
I'm going to run the 175 Competitor Limited.
Yep.
The
Tiller?
Yep. Tiller.
And
Boomer's nipples just got hard. He loves talking boats, man.
Well, I do. I love talking boats. I love talking Alumacraft. And there's no wrong answer when someone says, what kind of boat do you like to fish out of, a console or a tiller? I'm a console guy for a couple things. I love the opportunity to bring my daughter out on the boat. It's a little easier in the console. I rely on the trolling motor for boat control, whereas a tiller, you're going to be doing a lot of back trolling. You probably have some sharper turns with that tiller. You're not a back troller, are you?
No, I don't know where people get that from.
I'm a liar.
The only time my boat goes backwards is when I'm pulling it off the trailer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so you don't do the backsplash stuff and all that?
No. I get my Yamaha to troll down at 1.5 miles an hour, lock the motor in gear, throw my motor guide down, and steer with that.
Wow. So this time of year, when can you fish for walleyes on pool 2, 3, and 4?
Never closes.
Perfect. Talk to our listeners why and how that works.
It's just the way they have it set up.
It's because it fits in that river system, border water kind of never closes, right?
Pool 2 is all catch and release for walleyes.
There you go.
Pool 3 and 4, you can keep 6.
Since the current is constant on any rivers, I'm guessing, I'm a pollock from the left, from the east side of St. Paul, but I'm guessing current's always there. You talked about trolling as compared to jigging. How do you determine when to do which?
Usually jigging right now.
Why?
Most people will do. It's just they're more migrated towards the dam now in certain areas, and then.
So they're pulled up more, you're saying?
Yeah,
okay, they're schooled up more.
Once they spawn, then they'll drop back down, and they'll be kind of spread out, so you troll the cover ground.
And on the river like that, obviously, when I was talking to BK, I love BK, he's a good man, and you're fishing for walleyes, you can catch damn near anything on the river. Have you caught anything really interesting, bigger that you never even anticipated?
Oh yeah, I've caught everything. There's a few wintering holes for catfish too. That I'm sure BK seen that picture, that big cat I pulled out up by the dam. It was, I was hoping it was a walleye, but I knew it wasn't, and it was just a beast.
Was that this last year?
Probably it was last year.
Okay, then what you caught a cat? You were fishing for walleyes, right? Fishing for walleyes. How big was that catfish?
Well, my scale went up to 50 pounds, and it pegged it out.
Oh, fun.
And I had to do everything I could to hold it up, and it was...
And what do you have, an 8-pound test on it, but no leader, right?
Nope, just 8-pound test with a jig.
Oh, fun.
So, Mike Larson Quality Jigs, Alumacraft Pro, Boomer here, producer Mark Strew. We are live at the Northwest Sports Show, the 83rd annual, at the Minneapolis Convention Center. We're going to be rocking the airwaves here till about 9 o'clock tonight. Then the party opens on Thursday at 1 o'clock and goes till 9 o'clock at night. Friday starts at 11 a.m. and closes at 9 p.m. Saturday and Sunday both open at 10 a.m. Saturday is going to shut the doors at 9 p.m. and Sunday is going to go till 5 p.m. We've had a great bunch of guests. Earlier on the show, we had Darren Enval, the show presenter, guru extraordinaire, John Thielen from Alumacraft and Lindy Fishing Tackle and Fish Ed. Tanner Cherney jumped on after that to talk a little bit about the famous fishery that you guys know I love.
Yep.
Devil's Lake.
There he is.
Now we're wrapping
there
things up with Mike Larson from A-Team Pro Alumacraft Larson's Quality Jigs. Come back with us on Ticket 105 when we talk to Boz Nasby about what he's got going on here at the show.
From the locker room to your radio, tune in the Wake Up Call from the writers of Cold Omaha every Sunday morning at 8.
Wiggins would look great on a better team. We saw this because when this team was healthy for, what, 3 games, we noticed that Wiggins kind of fits in and that he's learning to assert himself, and that was the one big thing for him. And he's learned that he has to take over.
Forget the numbers, just eye test. Wiggins has been by far the best rookie. You might as well put a bow on it, mail him the award now.
The Wake Up Call with Cold Omaha on Minnesota's Sports Radio, 105 The Ticket.
This isn't one of those silly, overdone commercials that makes you change stations. Nope, this is a good, old-fashioned nuts and bolts commercial. Really, it's about nuts, bolts, and hardware. It's about you and Mills Fleet Farm. If you make a living fixing things and building things, you use plenty of hardware. When it comes to hardware, you need great quality, selection, and price. You need Mills Fleet Farm.
If you love the outdoors, then you probably have a truck that you love too. Custom Truck Accessories can help protect your truck from the rigors of outdoor activities. They have custom seat covers and floor mats to protect against the mud and dirt from the field. Toppers and tonneau covers to protect your gear. If you're a truck guy, you'll appreciate the knowledge and experience of the Custom Truck Accessories crew. Visit CustomTruckAccess.com or stop by their store to see what a difference being family owned can make for you.
Smokes! That's the fourth straight kill shot.
I've been getting in some practice.
Is that a new rifle, too?
Yep. Traded for it. Make that five.
Lakes Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade, and receive expert firearms training. Permit to carry classes are also available at the indoor range. LakesTradingCo.com.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Hey, we're back. Welcome back to The Ticket Outdoors 105, and thanks for being here with the Northwest Sports Show, the 83rd annual Northwest Sports Show at the Minneapolis Convention Center. We've had a hell of a show so far. A lot of fun. But this, I can't believe we're getting paid to have so much fun. You know, we got
You're
Boomer here.
Paid?
I'm getting... Aren't you getting paid? Zep's not getting paid. Our buddy,
it's your money, baby.
Our buddy Zep took his sabbatical today. But anyway,
sabbatical?
A sabbatical.
You didn't even do that on purpose,
with a
did
Z,
you?
With a Z.
Okay.
Anyway, Mark Lukey, our producer, is here. Boomer, the fishing guru, he's here as well. I'm Steve Straczynski, Ticket Outdoors. We're talking to Bob Nasby, who's our next guest. All I know about Bob Nasby is he's a fly fishing man. Something I've always been interested in, like...
He's 90, a fly dude.
Like 90% of the population, but we've never done it. Talk to us about your background. Let's talk a little bit about fly fishing.
Well, I started fly fishing about 1969.
Mm-hmm. The same year I graduated from high school.
Pardon me?
Same year I graduated from St. Paul Johnson.
Well, Okay, well, there you go.
I wasn't born yet.
Yeah. But anyway, this program that we do down here called Discover Fly Fishing is that you can come down here, people that don't know how to fly fish and are curious about doing it, we'll show you the ropes, take you in and show you about equipment, how to do it. My background is the guide on Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, and waters, tributaries of those waters. I used to guide in the Florida Keys for tarpon and shark and stuff, all with fly rods.
Wow.
So we have a lot of experience. We do a lot of walleye fishing in Minnesota with
fly
lines.
Cool.
And
fun.
If people are surprised to find out that we got lines that sink at 10 inches a second, we can fish down any depth we want to.
Oh, wow.
And it's amazing because people don't realize that. They all think it's for trout. I don't
all top
fish.
Water
I,
stuff, yeah.
I don't trout fish. I have no need to go trout fishing. So anyway, I do muskie fishing, walleye fishing, smallmouth bass fishing, anything that we've got, catfish, carp, the whole nine yards on fly rods. And it's amazing how much equipment is out there that people are not aware of.
Oh, you're talking about a fly fishing line dropping 10 inches a second.
Yep.
I can't comprehend
That's right. It's coated with tungsten, so it's depending on the rate of or the amount of tungsten they have in that particular line is the rate of sink. So we have lines that will float on top, lines that fish subsurface. We have lines that sink just a little faster and faster and faster until we get down to that 10 inches.
So it's not necessarily the weight of the line. Does tungsten reduce friction something like
that? Well, it adds weight. It's heavier in water, so therefore it's going to drag the fly down, see? So we fish Lake Michigan for salmon with fly rods in 60, 70 feet of water. People go, what do they think you're going to do out here with fly rods? Next thing you know, they're going, hey, they got one. So it's amazing. We use belly boats over there, float around and float tubes.
Oh, fun.
It's a good time.
It's oh, fun.
Yeah. We used to fish there in late into December, and mega browns. I mean, like fish that you catch in Terra del Fuego down in Argentina.
Right.
But our program is so that you can come in and ask any question you want, because the biggest intimidating factor in fly fishing is, what questions do I ask?
Yeah.
So here we've got guys that can answer any questions you have. We'll show you the ropes, take you through the whole spiel, and whatever level you're at, we can take you further than the level you're at.
You know, Bob, one of the things that Strew and Mark probably don't know, and they know a little bit more about now, is I went to school down in Missouri. I'm a Minnesota boy. Grew up fishing in an old Lund aluminum boat with my dad at a five-horse Johnson, learning panfish, crappies, and walleyes. When I lived down in Missouri, it was a different environment of fishing when I was down there in Arkansas, and I got to learn how to fly fish the Little Red River down in Greer's Ferry, Arkansas, right? And it was an amazing sport that I really had passion for. But I was intimidated on how you fly fish. I mean, because it's a whole different ball game than running out there and running a Lindy rig for walleyes on Mille Lacs. I went to a bigger box store. They gave me some really good instruction on how to do it. Sure. And all the next thing I know, I had my own float tube, and I was down on the Little Red River. I had my little yarn indicator that I put the gel on, so when the browns hit it, you know, you'd bring it back in. It was really addictive. Talk a little bit more about how folks here in Minnesota can learn about fly fishing from an education perspective.
Well, we do private classes, number one, but we also do group classes, and we do, like, with the DNR, we do classes with them for teach casting and talk about flies and leaders and lines and things like that there, because it differs, like spinning rods. Rods start at number one and go to number 15. One will pick up a page of a newspaper off of a park bench, and 15 will pick up the whole bench. That's how they differ. So
would it pick up Mark Lukey?
It would.
We've got
rods that could almost get him off the floor. At any rate.
You're fired, Strew.
So on a progressive scale from 1 through 15, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, they get heavier as the number gets bigger. Okay? So the rod, the line, and the reel all match each other. 8-weight is an 8-weight reel, 8-weight line. That matches. Just like spinning with a 3/8-ounce lure for a particular rod, same thing. It's very similar to, you know, everybody thinks it's some kind of magic thing you do.
No.
There isn't anybody in this auditorium right now that I can't take in 20 minutes and have them throw in 40.
Yep.
Perfectly. What friend of mine holds a world record down at the Little Red on a brown.
I know that brown. It's actually in the Little Red Fly Shop.
Yep.
I know that shop. I used to visit it.
Yep.
It's like a 50-pound. It's a huge brown trout.
Yep. Yep.
How big is it?
I'm not sure the weight of it, but I just seen that he has a world record on that.
Yes, I remember seeing that in that fly shop. For our listeners down there, the Little Red River in Arkansas is a beautiful piece of water that, because of the springs and the dam, probably stays in that low 40, high 30-degree temp.
Sure.
And it's a whole new experience, guys, because it's 95 degrees and humid in Arkansas when you're there fishing, but you're walking in a stream that's like 35, 40 degrees, so you're constantly throwing water over your head to stay cool. It's a whole different experience because you really don't reel in the fish. You know, you're pulling on the line as you bring it in. Talk to our listeners a little bit about the basic setup of fly fishing. I know you touched base on the rod, but a little bit more about what the reel is used for, as well as the fishing line, the taper, and how that comes into play.
So we have two different tapers. We have a double taper line, which is tapered at each end, double taper.
Yep.
Weight forward line, which is the weight is mashed in the first 30 feet of that line, of that fly line. Got a front taper, a rear taper.
That makes sense. Yep.
Got a rear taper, and all those things comply. So the front taper, the rear taper, and the middle of that particular length of line, 30 feet of line, is called the belly.
Yep.
And that's where the weight is. So as an 8-weight rod weighs 3/8 of an ounce. I mean, the line weighs 3/8 of an ounce.
And the line floats.
It can, yes. Like I mentioned, we've got lines that do all kinds of different stuff. But at any rate, getting back to your question, leaders are important to what you're doing. You know, we do a lot of pan fishing in the spring when they come in shallow water. In fact, you can't set your bobber shallow enough to catch these fish because they're in water like this here, as you well know. So we can put a fly over the top of those fish, and it's amazing.
And you talk about a bobber. I mean, one of the ways that I learned to fly fish, Bob, was using a strike indicator, which is really, guys, a piece of red yarn that was tied just a couple feet up from the leader, and you put a gel around it so it would float.
Sure.
And when that little piece of yarn, you couldn't see it on the top of the water, you pulled on your line. You didn't set the hook like we do here and you yank back. You pulled on the line to set the hook.
Was that made by Vexilar, that little piece of yarn thing?
No, that was not. But it was a red line, brother.
There is strike indicators. I'm not an advocate of them because I like to put myself in a category where I know when the fish is taking it.
And, yeah.
But you're right. They do that. And it gets people on the fish real quick.
Hey, Bob, one of the concerns I think a lot of people like myself, maybe Mark Lukey or anybody else who does a lot of this, so much stuff to do in the state of Minnesota, whether it's fishing and hunting and this and this and this theater, theater, I love theater. You can spend money doing lots of things. You only have so much time, so much money. What does it cost for a person to start this?
That's a question that we have to answer a lot, because people think it's got to be a $700 rod and a $500 reel.
No.
You can get a nice $150 outfit, rod, reel, line, leader, and just add some flies to it and some water and go at it.
All you do is bet on the Minnesota Wild and I'm home free,
there
right?
There you go.
You know what? When I got that deep dive into fly fishing, I want to talk to our listeners about the respect I have for fly fishing, men, about understanding the hatch, okay?
That's right.
You can learn a lot from fly fishermen in the open water circuit, right?
There you go.
Because when you understand the hatch and the bugs, and it was this amazing, like, humbling experience for me, Bobby. Like, you don't know Jack, okay? You need to understand what bugs are hatching when, not only where the fish are and where the current is, but what bugs are hatching when, and then try to replicate that. And it's the same thing we try to figure out when we're chasing walleyes, right?
Exactly.
What is that presentation they're looking for? Talk to us a little bit, as a fly fisherman expert, how you go about understanding the hatch.
Well, there's different hatches at different times of the year. Generally, those hatches start sometime in May, run through about August. After that, it's over with. And, you know, a stream is nothing more than a conveyor belt carrying these flies down the stream.
Yep.
So once you learn the different hatches and when they come off and like that, some guys know to the day when they're coming off by moon phases and things like that there. It gets really into, you know, people don't realize fly fishing goes back to Macedonian times. It's that old. Because they couldn't make equipment like we have now. So they had to use 20-foot rods with a line made out of horsehair tails tied together and braided it together. And you often see guys flashing back and forth with a line like this here.
Yeah.
That is a fancy golf bag full of clubs and don't know how to hit the ball. Okay? So you come over to that booth, we'll show you how to use a fly rod. I mean, there's no question about it. But at any rate,
you don't have to do all that fancy stuff. But
No. Oh. It looks good. River runs through it.
You know, the best teacher I had with it, Bob, they said, Boomer, just get the damn fly in the general area of the current.
That's all you
gotta
do.
Let the current do the work for
you. Absolutely.
Because once that current grabs that little fly and it runs down there, just focus on your indicator.
Absolutely. You know, we use a lot of streamers, too. I mean, for muskies, we're using flies that are 12 to 15 inches long.
Yeah.
So people don't realize that you can do this.
It's the same with open water fishing. You know, I had an opportunity, you talked about Vexilar, to learn a lot from Mr. Steve Bauman, the owner there, and Tom Z and Corey. Thank you, guys. And, you know, one of the things that Steve said to me a long time ago was, you catch more fish the more your jig is in the water. And boy, there's truth to that. Instead of just trying to be perfect, get it in the water and find the spot. I learned that.
Our saying is keep your meat in the water.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, Drew, we've got a minute or two here, so bring us home, brother.
Okay, well, can I ask one more question?
Yes, you may, sir.
Here we go.
Yes.
I'm always in trouble, but anyway. Okay, let's say someone like myself, I've got three kids, I got 10 grandkids. I would love to spend a half a day learning all about this. Are there camps? Is there something where there's an organization where we can go out and learn all this stuff and try one day of it?
Yes, I just seen at the DNR booth over there, they had a list where they're going to have fly fishing instructions for boys, women, and grown-ups.
Cool.
So that, you know, and they have good instructors that come in there and show Scott Stroop, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys all come up there and help them.
Hey, we've been talking to Bob Nasby, right? Bob Nasby? Is that what it is? I don't have my glasses on. He's a fly fisherman from the city of St. Paul. We're at the Minnesota Minneapolis Convention Center, the Northwest Sports Show, and you guys are in Room D or something.
Right, Lobby D, yeah.
If you want to learn anything about fly fishing at all, go to Lobby D. They'll teach you all about fly fishing. He said he can get any one of us. We can be pros in 20 minutes all by coming to these guys and learning all they have to say. How about that?
Good.
Hey, we'll be right back. We're going to talk to Jay Shelley, I think. He's from Pike Bay Lodge, looks to me. And he'll be on next on the Ticket Outdoors.
From pro to college to high school, we've got it all covered.
This guy is continuously failing drug tests. He has to be suspended because he's a loser. He's just an irresponsible mess.
Passionate sports talk on your sports station, 105 The Ticket.
Boomer here from The Ticket Outdoors. Well, we made it through another long, cold winter in Minnesota. And guess what that means? It's time to hit the open water, baby. And I'm pumped to get back into the Alumacraft T-Pro 195 and get her wet. And I want to remind our listeners, now is a great time to check out the new lineup of Alumacraft boats. I love Alumacraft because they're made right here in Minnesota, and they're simply the best aluminum boat on the water. To learn more about Alumacraft and to find a dealer near you, go to alumacraft.com.
You're ready, aren't you? Mills Fleet Farm knows you're ready to get cooking outdoors. It all starts with the Back 40 barbecue sauces and french fry seasonings. Select sizes just $2.99 each. Cook out back on the 26,500 BTU Aussie Grill. It's just $788.88. And smoke them if you got them. Steaks, ribs, chicken, and more. The master-built 30-inch digital smoker is just $249.99 at Mills Fleet Farm.
Loyalty can be hard to find these days. That's why at Advance Auto Parts, we've decided to reward your dedication with some loyalty of our own. Introducing Speed Perks, the most generous parts rewards program out there. For every $30 you spend, we'll give you $5 back on your next qualified purchase. No card to carry, no points to keep track of. And your rewards are good on everything in the store. Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back to the garage.
See store to sign up or visit speedperks.com for details.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Northwest Sports Show. We are at the Minneapolis Convention Center. I'm Steve Strasinski, the wild card of The Ticket Outdoors. Mark Lukey, our producer. Boomer is out there trying to find a guest or two. He'll be back in a couple of seconds. And we are going to be talking right now to Jay Sheldy. Am I correct? This is Sheldy.
That's correct.
And Jay owns the Pike Bay Lodge on Lake Vermilion. Thanks for being on The Ticket Outdoors.
Thanks for having
me. Tell us all about Pike Bay Lodge. I'll tell you what, I know exactly where it is because I've been by it a billion times because we have a hunting shack on Mud Creek Road on the northeast corner there, and you're familiar with that as well.
Yeah, Pike Bay Lodge is the resort, as I know it, has been around for about 20 years. But it was a small little mom-and-pop shop, and we expanded it in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
So we're a small resort, 8 cabins. We house about 75 people.
That's plenty.
we have boats and the like. We're on the southeast end of Lake Vermilion, the Pike River Basin, which is the inlet to the lake. Vermilion, of course, is, as everybody knows, everybody in Minnesota knows, is one of the largest lakes in the state. So we've got a very good fishery there, and Pike Bay Lodge, we contribute to our share of the boats on the lake.
Let me ask you this. I mean, it takes balls, if you ask me, to jump into whatever you were doing to get into the resort business. What did you do prior, and what made you jump into buying a resort?
Well, I was in building maintenance is what I was in, and I've been in the trades most of my life, so therefore I knew about building and construction. So I looked at it from that aspect. My resort needed a lot of new construction, new cabins, some remodeling, infrastructure, docks, things like that. We kind of started from scratch. There's kind of a joke at Pike Bay Lodge. My brother told me, you know, Jay, therapy would be cheaper than buying a resort. And there are some days I think he's right. But I think anybody that has a mindset to go in business on their own, that doesn't want to work for the man per se, that figures they're smarter than the next guy or has a better mousetrap, they have to try their own business. And that's kind of where I was at, was I spent my time, paid my dues, and I said, I can do this better than anybody else. So I bought a resort.
So, Jay, sorry I was a little late. I had to make sure one of our other guests joined. But Boomer here, I work with a quite a few guests in the outdoor resorts in the hunting and fishing world. And I have the utmost respect for you guys as owners because you wear so many hats.
Tough job, man.
You're the head plumber. You're the head electrician.
You're the
director of finance. You're the CEO. You're in charge of human resources.
You're the maitre d' or the whole ball of wax.
You guys wear so many hats. Guys and girls wear so many hats. You really don't know until you're up there and you get to build these relationships with these owners. What are some of the things that you would say surprised you as owning a resort like Pike Bay Lodge?
Well, I think with any kind of, any work, any job, the surprises always come from interaction with other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fixing cabins, doing boats, cleaning, taxes, marketing, you can teach people those things, but the human interaction is a surprise, I think.
I think people come to a place like Pike Bay Lodge in Lake Vermilion. I think they come like they go to a local bar for the owner and the bartenders as much as the resort itself. So you have to be as personable. People want to come because of you as much as Pike Bay Lodge and Lake Vermilion as well.
That's exactly right. And I, you know, anybody that owns a resort or a hospitality business knows that you're selling yourself first.
Yeah.
You know, I can have the nicest cabins. I can have the best boats. We can have unbelievable fishing in our lake. But if you're not personable and friendly and interesting and giving people an experience
Absolutely.
They want, they're not going to come back. So
Jay, let's talk about that a little bit. Let's get an opportunity to have our listeners get to know Pike Bay Lodge. You talked about the best cabins, best boats. Talk to our listeners about your resort and how they can find you. How many cabins you got? How many docks? What's it like up there?
Resorts run the gamut in size. I consider our resort a small resort. We're on the southeast end of Lake Vermilion.
Okay.
We're the first resort when you travel north out of Minneapolis, St. Paul area. Like I said, we're on the Pike River inlet to the lake.
Okay.
So when you're driving up Highway 53 after you leave 35W heading north, you take 169 off of Highway 53 north of Virginia, Minnesota.
Okay.
And we're 20 miles down the road.
Can't miss the sign. You know, Lake Vermilion.
How many cabins do you
eight.
Guys
he already,
have?
He said
eight?
That. Eight.
Okay.
No, eight. We have eight.
You were probably on your cell phone. I'm just kidding you, pal. No, eight cabins. Lake Vermilion, my family's, my dad used to hunt on Mud Creek Road in the 1940s and 50s when they camped out in a tent for 10 days. And then he and his brothers-in-law built a hunting shack in 1961 on Mud Creek Road, not too far from Rice Bay there. And so I spent my entire youth on Lake Vermilion, and all my old man did was fish for walleyes, Little Joe spinners, troll them back and forth in front of Bear Creek on the northeast corner of Lake Vermilion, completely south end of from where you are. But people always went up there for walleyes. Most people don't understand Vermilion, with 365 islands, is a gorgeous piece of water, is wonderful for smallmouth and muskies as well, right?
I think it's probably one of the best multi-species lakes in the state.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that. They think of the musky fishermen think it's one of the top four musky lakes in the state.
Right.
The smallmouth fishermen, they keep their mouth shut.
I know they do.
Nobody to know,
I know that
it's an awesome smallmouth fishing.
But you know what, Jay? I'm going to have to burst the bubble on that because I think the secret's out because the governor's opener is there this year, right?
The governor's opener's there this year, yes.
And I think if folks want to learn more about the Minnesota governor opener, hashtag GFO2015 on Instagram and Facebook. I know there's a lot of stuff in the social media threads about Governor Dayton doing his deal on Lake Vermilion. I'm going to be up there. I'm going to have to steal some waypoints from you, Jay. Can you help a brother out?
We sure can.
Yeah. So talk about what fishing Vermilion is like early in the spring for walleyes. Give our listeners a few tips.
Well, I guess in the springtime, the fish tend to be shallower. You know, I don't know what to tell you other than the walleyes are easy to catch in the spring on Vermilion. They just are.
So if I just tip. Shoot a blank,
yeah. Vermilion.
I really.
You know, right after the spawn, the walleye fishing on Vermilion is absolutely awesome. And it's that way pretty much throughout the lake. But close to spawning areas, of course, it's always better.
Yep.
But we have people fishing from 40 feet to 10 feet. We have people that use nothing but artificials, and we have people using minnows and crawlers. And they'd use leeches if they could get them, which they can't at that time of the year. But, you know, you don't have to know a lot about walleye fishing to catch walleyes. I mean, there's
perfect.
Basics, of course.
True, let's go.
And, I mean, it's not that way all the time on Vermilion. Don't get me wrong. Every lake has its times. But opener is not an issue to catch fish on Vermilion.
Hey, Jay, how do people find you in Pike Bay Lodge? Facebook, you have a website.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, and my website's www.pikebaylodge.com, and my email's info@pikebaylodge.com, and I'm in the phone book, and I'm on the roadside sign.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the amenities you might have at Pike Bay Lodge, other than just a cabin and a dock. What do you offer to these guys?
We have kind of a self-service resort. Our cabins are all housekeeping, therefore they have full kitchens in them. You bring your own food and you cook. We have restaurants around, but not at the resort.
Right.
We have rental boats and pontoon boats and, you know, all the water toys that resorts generally have. We have good docks and a sheltered area and power. We focus on fishing. We do also family things, and we like families in the summer. But most of the resorts on Vermilion steer towards fishermen.
Right.
It's a fishing tourist area.
Yeah, you guys, go ahead. Boom.
I was going to say, one of the nice things about Vermilion, though, it's got a lot of different type of structure, right? You got islands, you got rocks, you got stumps, you got trees, you got all kinds of different structure, right, Jay?
Yeah, and one of our marketing tickets is that Vermilion is the southernmost Canadian glacial shield lake. So, in other words, we're Canada without the border. And, you know, you can talk however you want about Canada, but when you go to Vermilion and you drive around that lake in a boat, it looks like you're in Canada.
I think
a little more developed, maybe.
I think Lake Vermilion is probably one of the top three most beautiful lakes in the entire state. It is. I've been lost in the lake an awful lot, but it's just absolutely beautiful because you always have inlets and outlets and islands. It's not fishing on a big bowl. It's an absolutely gorgeous lake. Now, one other thing that's important about that area, if you want to go stay at Pike Bay Lodge on the southeast corner of Lake Vermilion, right by Tower Sedan, there's so much stuff to do around there. You're about 20 minutes away from Ely, Minnesota. Lots of stuff in Ely, Dorothy Moulter's place and whatnot there. You've got the Underground Mine Tour, the Tower Sedan Mine Tour. If you've never gone to the Underground Mine Tour in Tower Sedan, you have to do it. Now, they have the new park coming out, right? Let's talk a little bit about that. A billion acres, who knows what's happening, some kind of a national park.
Yeah, it's the Lake Vermilion State Park. It's attached to what was originally called the Underground Sedan Mine Park.
Okay.
So they become one. There's two separate venues. They've done some infrastructure already. They're going to actually have a grand opening during the governor's opener where they're going to do, shovel the dirt thing.
All right. With a gold shovel.
Yeah, and they put a driveway into a driveway into the area where you have access into some picnic areas on the lake. And it's a staged park. So as money becomes available, they'll be adding more to it. But, as part of the governor's opener, there'll be a tour of what's done in the state park.
It's a wonderful part of the world.
All right, Jay, we're going to wrap up the interview here quick, and I'm going to set us up for our next guest. Tell our listeners, Northwest Sports Show, Minneapolis Convention Center. We're here with Jay Sheldy, the owner of Pike Bay Lodge on Lake Vermilion. How do they find you, Jay?
The easiest way is to come and see me in the booth at the Northwest Sports
Show.
Do they find you on the Internet, brother?
But if they find me on the Internet, go to www.pikebaylodge.com.
And you're on Facebook, right?
And I'm on Facebook.
So just put Pike Bay Lodge in that Facebook search engine, and there comes your pretty face.
Yes, and I'd like to add one thing.
Yes, sir.
There's myriad choices of lodging on Lake Vermilion, and I'm also the president of the Lake Vermilion Resort Association. and we have a ton of beautiful resorts on that lake. And while I'd like everybody to come stay at my resort,
yep.
if they go to LakeVermilionResortAssociation.com, there's dozens of choices all across the lake. So
it's a great piece of water, man.
Perfect. So for our listeners who just dialed in, we've got about 15 minutes left of the Ticket Outdoors live here at the Northwest Sports Center, Minneapolis Convention Center. If you love to catch big fish, listeners, guys and girls, you want to listen to our next guest. She's a lovely lady, and she's going to talk about honey hole lures next on Ticket Sports Radio.
Get your Twins inside update every weekday. Hardball with Mike Berrettino of the St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Paul Molitor is not looking to skip the fifth rotation spot.
You don't really need that guy if you keep, say, Phil Hughes on a every fifth day turn, and he said he's not tempted to do that. He likes what he's seen out of the fifth spot.
Hardball with Mike Berrettino. Brought to you by Nature's Fury NutriDrink. Every Monday through Friday afternoon at 5:30 with Radioactive Sports. 105 The Ticket.
This is a message to all parents. Your kids are leaving. Maybe not today, maybe not next year, but it will happen. They will grow up, get lives, and go. So what can you do right now to enjoy this painfully one-sided relationship? Trap them. That's right, on a boat from Dan's Southside Marine. See, your little self-focused darlings will take one look at that Alumacraft boat, Premier Pontoon, or Stingray Powerboat from Dan's and see cool, fun, and complete and utter awesomeness. You will see quality, experience, and incredible customer service. But best of all, you'll see your kids and make lasting memories before they ditch you and then chuck their education to follow their muse, which will not afford them a boat from Dan's. But you can console them on yours. This just keeps working.
Dan's Southside Marina's combined manufacturers rebates with clearance pricing on all remaining 2014 Alumacraft, Premier, and Stingray boats to save you the most money possible. Go to DansSouthsideMarine.com.
This isn't one of those silly, overdone commercials that makes you change stations. Nope, this is a good, old-fashioned nuts and bolts commercial. Really, it's about nuts, bolts, and hardware. It's about you and Mills Fleet Farm. If you make a living fixing things and building things, you use plenty of hardware. When it comes to hardware, you need great quality, selection, and price. You need Mills Fleet Farm.
Boomer here from the Ticket Outdoors. Well, we made it through another long, cold winter in Minnesota. And guess what that means? It's time to hit the open water, baby. And I'm pumped to get back into the Alumacraft T-Pro 195 and get her wet. And I want to remind our listeners, now is a great time to check out the new lineup of Alumacraft boats. I love Alumacraft because they're made right here in Minnesota, and they're simply the best aluminum boat on the water. To learn more about Alumacraft and to find a dealer near you, go to alumacraft.com.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Yeah.
You know what? That commercial worked out pretty good, Mike.
You're a nice-looking guy, by the way.
Took about a year, huh? All right, Stru, quit hitting. Why is it every time we get a good-looking guest, you have to just totally cut me out of the conversation?
All right, unplug his microphone, will you guys? Here we go.
All right, we are with a lady, Stacy, right?
Yes.
Stacy, what's your last
name? Stacy Ashawn.
Phone number? Just kidding.
I'm not going to let that one go. I might let some other fish go, but I'm not going to let that
one go. All right. Stacy is with a company called Honey Hole Lures. And if you want to fish muskies with something called a cheap date line, a fuzzy navel, a topless dancer, or a slippery nipple, she is the lady to talk to, right?
That's exactly right.
All right. Tell our listener, Stacy, in all seriousness, what you got going on at Honey Hole Lures.
Yes, Honey Hole Lures. I live on an island up in Rainy Lake.
Yep.
Minnesota, and I make hand-tied feathered bucktails.
Okay. And for our listeners, a hand-tied feathered bucktail looks like what, and what type of fish is it used for?
It's used for the big pike.
Yep.
And muskie.
Okay.
That's what it's geared for. It has the big number 9 Colorado blades with, they're about, the double blades are about 3 ounces. We got single blades about 2 ounces. They're heavier baits, so you can really bulge them. And that's my slogan, the Honey Hole Lures, it's a bait that bulges.
This is my kind of woman here.
I don't even know how to follow up to that. So...
How did you get involved? I'm going to start right now. How in God's name does an attractive woman who's a dental hygienist from Grand Rapids end up in International Falls and end up making fishing lures? Why?
Because I started off just with this idea. International Falls has a huge bass tournament. Okay. And I thought, I'm going to make some bass baits, hand tie some, you know, hair jigs, you know, some spinner baits. And I thought, it'd be great to give them away and just kind of started playing with it. And I thought, I live on Rainy Lake on an island.
Right.
I might as well make some great, big, beautiful baits, bucktail baits, and catch the big ones.
So, yeah,
so I just kind of evolved into making some bucktails.
So obviously you have a fishing background.
Yes.
All right.
Just my whole life.
So you have fished for muskies and big northerns and whatnot.
Yes.
And so you're familiar with all these baits.
More so now, the last few years, I've gotten into the bigger fish. I fish walleyes, always bass. Now more into the bigger fish just because of where I live.
If somebody was interested in checking out the Honey Hole, right? What's it called?
The Honey Hole Lures.
How do they find you?
www.honeyholelures.com, or my email is honeyholelures@gmail.com.
So have you always lived on an island up on Rainy?
No.
All right.
I've been on an island, like my daughter said, where'd you find your mom? You found her on an island. But yes, I've been on an island for only about a year and a half on the island.
Okay, and how long has Honey Hole Lures been around for?
Honey Hole Lures is fairly new on the market.
Okay.
And so that's why we wanted to bring it to market now and just show people how great they are.
Boy, it's got to be tough. It's got to be tough to start the game you're doing. There's so much competition. How do you start and say, okay, this is Honey Hole Lures.
It's not,
buy mine as compared to somebody else's.
I actually, it's you can't even find what I make on the market because of the heavy-duty hooks, the KVD hooks. They're heavy duty. You don't see that on the...
Kevin Van Dam, the big bass fishing guy, right?
Exactly. Yep. Kevin Van Dam. Love your hooks.
Yep.
And then the bait itself is flexible. It doesn't have the shrink wrap around the hook. So, you know, those baits that they make are stiffer. The ones I make they're more flexible. They move in the water better. I use the glass beads, the brass beads, you know, not the plastic, so they're not going to fall apart, you know, whatever. So I make good quality. And the blades are heavier. You know, the .04, they're a little heavier blades, and they look great. They don't have the zip ties. I mean, they're awesome.
So, Stacy, I have to ask, you know, it's really awesome. We're with Stacy with Honey Hole Lures. She makes bucktails for big pike and muskie. She lives in an island on Rainy Lake. What a great story. For our listeners out there, how many glasses of wine are you into when you come up with names like the Slippery Nipple and the Topless Dancer?
Yeah, I want to see the Slippery Nipple.
Tell us the story of these names. I mean, I know we just, a couple folks that
you
were
know,
just
I'll
scanning channels
you.
On the radio to...
You know, I'm not sure about it was the quantity of wine, but I'm just saying, you know, other than catching the fish, you got to catch a fisherman too.
That being said, okay, you've got all these seductive names for these great lures, and obviously they're going to catch some fish.
Oh, yes.
Can I have sex on the beach?
You know, I'll make it. They're custom. I'll make it whatever you want.
All right. These all made after cocktails. So
that's right.
Sex on the beach is a cocktail,
believe,
right?
That's exactly right.
So we are live here at the Northwest Sports Show at the Minneapolis Convention Center, the 83rd Northwest Sports Show. Ticket Outdoors, Boomer, producer Mark Strew. Stacy, we're going to give you one more minute here before we bring it home as a group. Tell folks how they can find Honey Hole Lures at the show, where's your booth, as well as how they can find your lures online.
Northwest Sports Show. Come on down here. It's a wonderful place to be. You know, outdoors. Anyone likes the outdoors and fishing and everything that goes with it, come and see us. I'm in booth 623 and www.honeyholelures.com or honeyholelures@gmail.com.
And do you have a Facebook page?
I do not.
Okay. Well, find her at www.honeyholelures.com.
One more question, my buddy. My buddy Mark shook his head. You told me you have one more question?
Okay, come on, Mark.
How are these things priced? Well, I know these things cost 20, 30, 40 bucks for a lure.
No. No, I feel like I'm right in the
box. You were asking, not Mark.
The double blades are 28.
Okay.
The single blades are 24. And the cheap Dateline, which everybody else makes, is 17.
Okay.
That would fit Strew's budget. All right. Stacy from Honey Hole Lures, the beautiful lady that lives on an island out on the Rainy Lake.
Get a Slippery Nipple for $17.
She makes the Honey Hole Lures at honeyholelures.com.
No.
Stacy.
That's 24.
Oh, shoot.
Thank you.
That's where they get you.
All right. That's where
they get you.
And what is the slogan of your company again?
Honey Hole Lures, the bait that bulges.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Ticket Outdoors. All right. Producer Mark Strew, we got to transition off that before that conversation gets any more into honey hole lures.
Let's take a break.
All right. How do you guys think the Northwest Sports Show has gone so far? Because we've got only a couple minutes to wrap it up, brother. No break.
Really? Is it almost 8 o'clock?
We're almost there.
Yeah, we got 7 minutes.
I'll tell you what, for a Wednesday, thanks for being here, young lady.
You're welcome.
And we will promote you. We'll come down. And I'm going to buy one of those slippery nipples, I think. But for $17. $24. No. Thanks for being on the Ticket Outdoors. We're the Minneapolis Convention Center for the 83rd Northwest Sports Show. I'll tell you what, it's gone very, very well. And if for a Wednesday, I think it's been very, very consistent traffic. Don't you think so?
You know what? I think it has. I mean, there's 522 vendors is what Darren Enval told us. He's the show producer.
Yeah.
That's a lot. So if you're getting out in the market and you're looking for a new Alumacraft, you're looking for that motor to line it up, the Alumacraft Pro Staff folks are out here. You got a lot of folks that do a ton of fishing. Dan Chesky with Dan Southside Marine. We had John Thielen on the show who talked about the Perch Tucker.
Yeah, everybody.
And Fish Ed TV. Tanner Cherney, Devil's Lake Tourism. Mike Larson, Larson's Quality Jigs. We have Bob Nasey to talk about the roots of fly fishing. Jay Slugley from Pike Bay Lodge. And then we had Stacy on. Well, I can't even remember her last name from the basis of that conversation.
Lots of things for everybody to do. Bring the family down here. I'm going to tell you what. They got the log rollers. They got the lumber jills. They call themselves chicks with axes. They have an axe throwing contest. There's a fish pond. Lots of things for the families to do here as well. So stop down to the Northwest Sports Show, Minneapolis Convention Center. Lots of stuff to do.
Yes, and if you're interested in the hours for the Northwest Sports Show, we're going to close this puppy down with the ticket broadcast at 9 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, which is Thursday, the doors are going to swing wide open at 1 o'clock Central Standard and go till 9 p.m. Friday, this party starts at 11 a.m. and goes to 9 p.m. Saturday and Sunday both open up at 10 a.m. And Saturday it closes at 9 p.m. Sunday it goes till 5 p.m. Stru, one of the other things I love about the Northwest Sports Show is the fact that there's free seminars, too, right? If you want to see Ron Shera, you want to hear a bunch of men and women that know how to fish, get your hiney down here.
We've had, we're blessed to have Ron Shera. Well, you surprised me. I thought you were going to keep on talking. But, yeah, Ron Shera was nice enough to stop and talk about turkey hunting as well. You know, if you get a chance to come down here, you can hunt Vermont. You can go to the Apostle Islands. You can go to Alaska. You can go to Canada. There's something for everybody. I don't care if it's a hunting trip. I don't care if it's a fishing trip. And every kind of boat in the state of Minnesota is on that floor right now.
You betcha. And let's take a second to thank our sponsors that give us the opportunity to talk about the sport that we love and have a passion for, hunting and fishing the outdoors. Dan Southside Marine, Fleet Farm, Alumacraft, Lakes Trading Company, and the new one coming up is Custom Truck Accessories. Time for a commercial, Stru.
I'm ready.
Go.
You all said?
Read it.
Hey, we got to talk about safety on the roads. It starts at Mills Fleet Farm, one of our great, great sponsors. Thank you very much for Mills Fleet Farm. But safety on the roads does start at Mills Fleet Farm with a new set of tires. Fleet Farm carries all the best brands, Michelin, BF, Goodrich, Cooper, Roadrunner, and many more. Stop at Mills Fleet Farm. Thanks for being our sponsor. Boy, stop
Dude,
at that
you
store.
Are smooth at
I'm really smooth,
scripts.
And I tell you what, I...
You notice Mark doesn't give those to
that's
me
That's right,
anymore.
Because he's smart. But you know what?
It's your money.
It's easy to be smooth when you believe in what you're reading. And Mills Fleet Farm is not only... I support the store, whether they're a sponsor or not. They are one hell of a sponsor and a great store.
You know, and speaking about it's easy to talk about for 2 hours about a sport that you love. Folks, if you really are looking for that next trip, that vacation, because gas is under $3 a gallon, and you're looking to buy a new boat, you're looking to get what's new in fishing tackle, the newest in rods, the newest in reels, the Northwest Sports Show is where you need to be. This party started today at 1 o'clock, and it goes till 9 p.m. here at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Tomorrow, Thursday, it's going to open up at 1 p.m. and go to 9 p.m. Friday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, we open up at 10 a.m. Saturday closes at 9 p.m. Sunday closes at 5 p.m. Stru, what's one of the coolest things you've seen here at the Northwest Sports Show today?
I saw Stru catch a fish at the...
oh, that's right.
Thing.
He
yeah,
did, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah.
Facebook.com/theticketoutdoors to see more of the old Stru.
I'm kind of an interactive guy, and I love to watch the chicks with axes. They had an axe throwing contest, you know.
I'm sure where you're going with that.
Yeah, that was fun, and the log rolling, those kind of things. But I walked through this entire venue here. It took about 20 minutes just to walk through and check out everything without even slowing down. There's way too much to pick out one particular thing that is so exciting.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you a question. You're the big man. What's happening with Boomer in the next month or so? What are you getting excited about as far as spring of 2015?
Well, I'm really pumped up about learning more about fishing and having the opportunity to rub elbows with all the folks that we see here on the show. I'm going to be going up with the T-Pro 195 from Alumacraft to Lake of the Woods here, hopefully in the next couple of weeks when everything's ready to go, and be chasing those prehistoric sturgeon as well as chasing some of those big walleyes while it's still legal to catch up there. After that, then I'm going to go hit some border water because it will be open towards the mid to end of April. I'll be on Lake Traverse with my buddy at Wing and Fin there. I'm hopefully going to shoot a gobbler, a turkey, one of those hybrids, an eastern, a real, or a merriam. And then I'm going to go chase those walleyes. I'm going to pitch a jig, much like Jake was talking about here from Pike Bay Lodge. I'll be pitching a jig in the shallows there, hoping to get some of those post-spawn walleyes. And then after that, my third trip will be the Governor's Opener up on Lake Vermilion, hashtag GFO 2015, if you want to learn more about that. Rubbing elbows with folks with that Alumacraft T-Pro and loving life, my friend.
You can
follow
stay.
Your dreams, people. Anything is possible, right?
Stay at the Hunt Shack. Stay at the Hunt Shack on Mud Creek Road, Bell. If you're going to Vermilion, that'll be go to our last guest.
Yes, sir.
Which was Pike Bay Lodge. I tell you what.
You betcha. Folks, thanks for dialing in to Ticket Sports Radio 105.1, 105.3, 105.7 FM or our Ticket Sports Radio app, or stream us live. Boomer, producer Mark Strew, and for my dad, thank you for listening. Be safe and take someone new to the outdoors.
Safety on the road starts at Mills Fleet Farm. Right now, get a $50 gift card when you buy a set of Roadrunner, Cooper, Uniroyal, Mastercraft, or Starfire tires. Plus, get up to an additional $70 Visa card rebate on select Cooper tires. Need a snack? Dry roasted peanuts are on sale. Two 16-ounce jars, just $3. Power through piles of laundry with Tide Simply Clean or Era 2x Power. Your choice, only $7.88 at Mills Fleet Farm.